You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Remembering the Minneapolis bridge victims. As officials change their focus.
We need to move to phase two, which is starting to remove the debris on a larger scale.
What happened to all those weapons in Iraq?
They may end up in the hands of insurgents or criminals.
And what's new in the classroom?
When teachers gesture with their hands, their students learn better.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, Minneapolis heads back to work.
Southbound 35W, they are allowing local traffic now all the way down towards 4th Street.
Commuters are coping with the challenge of the collapsed I-35 bridge. Last night, as CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports, more than 1,000 people turned out at a memorial service for the five people known to have died and the eight who remain missing.
They gathered in a public showing of support for the relatives of those still missing.
We cannot fathom the grief, the pain, the loss.
They also took comfort in the way this community came together so quickly after the tragedy, Governor Tim Pawlenty.
We are grateful for the first responders and the everyday citizens and Good Samaritans who acted with extraordinary and uncommon courage.
At another church service, a reverend called the site of the tragedy a sacred spot, a place that needs prayers. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Minneapolis.
This is Terry Okita in Minneapolis. 4.5 days after the collapse of the bridge, local rescuers and investigators have done all they can do safely. So today, phase two begins. Authorities start removing cars and debris from the collapse site, and dive teams from the Navy and the FBI are coming in to help in the search for victims.
The week is off to a bloody start in Iraq with a suicide truck bomb attack in the northern city of Tal Afar, killing about 30 people and wounding 40 others. Are the insurgents using U.S. weapons to kill Americans? It could be happening. Details live from CBS's Steve Kathan.
Well, Nick, the stunning details come in a report by congressional investigators. Tens of thousands of AK-47s, other equipment and weapons, about half the U.S. supply meant for Iraqi forces in 2004 and 2005 is unaccounted for, defense analyst Rachel Stoll.
Anytime you're dealing with a very large number of weapons and you're not keeping track of them, it's very possible that these weapons make it into the hands of people we don't want them to be in.
And a review of more recent weapons deliveries found missing and incomplete records. Nick?
And at the height of summer, with temperatures reaching 130 degrees, Iraq is facing what officials say is the near collapse of the country's power grid. President Bush wraps up his two-day Camp David summit with Afghan leader Hamid Karzai. Let's go live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, of course, thousands of American troops remain on duty in Afghanistan, and at the top of the summit agenda, confronting the stepped-up Taliban violence there, Secretary of State Rice tells CBS News it is cause for concern.
There's a lot to talk about in terms of the training of Afghan security forces in order to assist in the war on terror and against the Taliban.
Another issue, a Taliban financial pipeline from poppy used to make heroin. Presidents Bush and Karzai hold a news conference later this morning. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Can teachers literally lend a hand to learning? Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. And Vicki, what's the latest research show?
Well, Nick, new research suggests that teachers who use hand gestures are dramatically more effective at getting their point across, and students who are allowed to gesture as they learn are much more likely to remember the material for longer. The Washington Post says scientists are excited about this whole new field, combining neuroscience and biology, studying how our brains and our bodies work together to help us all learn. Nick?
Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
I was in the emergency room when I was 2 years old, and it was scary.
That's 11-year-old Tiffany Brown, one of the 8.6 million children who live with asthma every day in the U.S. The American Lung Association fights the asthma epidemic with patient education and research, and we won't stop till we win. Call 1-800-LUNG-USA or visit lungusa.org.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A gun has been found less than half a mile from where police found the burned-out car of a missing Grand Junction woman. An unloaded 9mm pistol found a foot off the road near where Paige Bergfeld's car was found July 1st. It's not known if the gun's connected. Bergfeld, of course, the 34-year-old mother of three, last seen at the end of June. Yesterday, search dogs released near where her car was found led investigators to a nearby RV dealership. That's where Lester Jones works. He's been described as a person of interest in the case of the missing escort. The death of a plumbing contractor buried under 2,000 pounds of dirt in Denver has been ruled an accident. Coroner's officials identified the man as 26-year-old Eric Hernandez of Aurora. And jurors in the trial of a former University of Northern Colorado backup punter could start deliberating later this week. The trial of Mitch Kozad is set to resume this morning. He's fighting charges of attempted murder one in an attack last September on starting punter Rafael Mendoza, allegedly to get Mendoza's job. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and good morning. We had remnants of overnight construction. It was still slowing down your northbound 25 ride south of Denver around Toma Road. They should be wrapping that up here in about a half an hour. Otherwise, looks like a typical Monday, quite a bit more traffic on the highways. We do have one surface street issue, a crash southbound Peoria under I-70. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly sunny with scattered rain showers and...
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 1,000 schools already know that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro, ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
In Iran, they arrested 200 kids for going to an underground rock concert, claiming that the music was satanic and that they were breaking Islamic law. Now, what does that sound like? Where have you heard that kind of stuff before? That music is devil-inspired and it's satanic. And the only difference between Iran and the United States in that regard, and I'm not saying all of Iran, and I'm not saying all of the United States, but certainly in Iran, the government, the only difference between what they've got going on and what we've got going on is we have a constitution and a bill of rights that protects us no matter who's out there and what they want, and thank God we've got it. And sometimes I think to myself that, but what are you laughing at, John? What was the problem? Sometimes I think to myself that, no, I don't sometimes think this. I think this all the time, that we don't heed enough to how lucky we are to have the Bill of Rights and to have the Constitution and to have something to protect us. We really don't. We take it for granted, and it's not a very compelling question. And when people's civil liberties are threatened or under threat, and I've talked about this a lot because it bothers me, we sit there and we turn around and we just give that stuff away, or we're more interested in watching something on TV than we are in paying attention to that. I had a guy, listen to this, I had a guy, and he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. Okay? And I'm not going to name his name, but he's a nice guy. And there are a lot of people out there who, even though you disagree with them, and no matter how many times you try to make your point, they don't get it, they're nice people. This whole thing about us against them gets to be old. But he said to me, and this was over the weekend, he said to me, I don't like the ACLU. And I said, why? Well, because look at the people that they defend. And I said, yeah, some of the people they defend are not very attractive. They're not the kind of people you and I would want to be associated with, but there is a Bill of Rights in this country. It does protect people, and it protects unpopular viewpoints, as long as no crime is committed. So his response to that was, this is a majority Christian country, and therefore,
the majority of Christians should have their point of view represented and should have certain rights. And I tried to argue, yeah, but that's not the way it works, and the Constitution is set up to protect the minority because our founding fathers at one time were the minority, and they suffered persecution from the British Crown, and they suffered persecution from the Church of England. But I couldn't get the point across to him. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't get the point across to him. And I guess what I could have said to him was, well, if you really want to have a majority rules without any protection for minorities, or minority viewpoint, I think is a better way to put it, then what happens to the majority of the people got up tomorrow and decided that all Jews and Muslims and Buddhists and Hindus and anybody else who didn't believe in Christianity should either be kicked out of the country or rounded up? Would you go along with that because 85 to 90% of the people believe that? But I didn't use that. I didn't use that point. So it's extremely hard to get through to some people, even though you like them. It's hard, and I just couldn't, you know, I couldn't stop thinking about it all weekend, and I was just thinking to myself, how is it that people miss that point? How is it that people do not understand what the Bill of Rights stands for? What civil liberties stand for? Why don't they get it? How come I understand it and they don't? Because I don't consider myself to be the sharpest tool in the box, and I'm no constitutional scholar. So how is it I get it and they don't? What happens in your thinking process that kind of viewpoint is okay? That becomes okay. And then, how far would you take that? Because even the most pure at heart person in the world has a dark side to them. Because we all do, right? So how far would you move that? And I couldn't, and I still can't for the life of me, understand why I see that and this person doesn't. And how can there be such a gap in understanding of that? How can there be such a gap in that? And I want, you know, I guess you could say, well, GJ, it's the failure of the education system. But, boy, nobody was worse in school than me. I barely got through. I had so many emotional problems as a kid. So I don't know why people can't put that together. I don't know why that argument with some people is so damn hard to make. Something that's so fundamental. Why is it so hard to make that argument? Now, I don't expect... Look, it's Monday morning. It's cloudy outside. We've had 20,000 hours over the weekend of colon blow shows, so I don't expect anybody to jump to the phone at 303-713-7600 and answer this right away. Because I'm sure there's a lot of you who've got this station tuned in. Well, I won't say a lot of you, but there's a few of you that have this station tuned in, and you're probably thinking, oh, GJ, I don't know, I don't have an answer. But of everything we debate, of everything we talk about, of everything we're into, of everything we're supposed to be into, how come people just don't get this point? I don't know. I don't know why people don't get it. and why they would just, why they can't read the Fourth Amendment, or why they can't read the First Amendment, blows me away. 20 minutes after 6, 303.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Front Range Preventive Imaging. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms, such as chest pain? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have the technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is a non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. The scan itself only takes 10 short minutes, providing Front Range Imaging with a powerful tool in detecting future health issues. Call to set up an appointment for yourself or for someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-7227. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. That's frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them J. Marvin sent you.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Away a ton of It's My Flag 2 bumper stickers, and I met a whole lot of great people. Thank you so much for coming out. Thanks to Rocky's Autos, too, for getting involved in the Adams County Fair and also allowing us to share their booth. Really appreciate it. And we had, why do people on the radio always do that? We? No, it's me. I had a great time out there. Thanks to all the people who came out and really made the afternoon great. A lot of kids, too. It was really a good time. And I think it's a good representation of what Rockies is all about. More than just selling cars, they're involved in the community. And that's one of the reasons why I really like them. Now, if you're looking to get a vehicle, Rockies is the place to go. They've got the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Great folks out there like the Alshear brothers, Kobe Harris, Spanky Herrera, the whole gang out there. They'll definitely take care of you. So check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or get out there and see them. They're open tonight until 9. Ask about their matching down incentive. That's Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Front Range Preventive Imaging. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms, such as chest pain? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have the technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is a non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. The scan itself only takes 10 short minutes, providing Front Range Imaging with a powerful tool in detecting future health issues. Call to set up an appointment for yourself or for someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-7227. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. That's frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Live, local, and progressive.
The J. Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Jay Marvin, talking for Jay Marvin. 23 minutes after 6 here. Chance of thunderstorms, high today, 91. And I want to think that the lack of sunlight this morning has to do with the cloudiness, not the fact that we're starting to slowly slip into fall. We've got to have some time left. And speaking of that about vacations, too, I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show, about why most of us either do not take vacations, or if we do, we work while we take vacations. But I was recounting this conversation with this guy about the First Amendment and also about the Bill of Rights, and why it is that I can't see why people do not understand this stuff, and why they don't get it. And maybe it's just one of these cases where I get it, and I don't think I'm all that smart, and I don't understand why others don't get it. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Morris in Denver. Morris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jerry?
Good.
Oh, that's good. Hey, the reason he doesn't get it is because he doesn't think it's going to affect him. But, you know, if you're not, as you said, it's like, yeah, this is a Christian majority. Didn't put the word Anglo in there, but you get the point. And that's what the joke about is because, like, anyone's vulnerable. But until basically it hits the fan, some people don't realize that. And, you know, I'm with you. It's just like, you know, I love the ACLU, but it's just like there's sometimes when they represent certain Klan members, or just Klan members in period, where it's like, you know, you're kind of defeating the point and you're not going to get any, like, props of what you do from the right wing who hates you for just hating you.
Well, but they don't do that to get props. They do it because that's what they're about, and it doesn't make any difference what your political leanings are or your social leanings.
Exactly. But see, the whole thing about props is the fact that it's just like they're willing to do this for everybody, not just a select few, which is basically, you know, basically if you're a Republican, you got to pay to play and there's privilege. And that's what the ACLU is not about. It's like either justice for all or justice for none. And I'm glad that I just said this word, that just statement, because that just brings me into what I really wanted to talk to, or just, I don't know, what was your feeling about the fact that the Senate as well as the House of Representatives decided to give George Bush more right to spy on everybody, which it's not everybody, but just certain people, because I don't understand, you know this administration's track record when it's come to legality, and especially whether, you know, it's not an issue of, like, do you like Gonzalez or you not like Gonzalez, but if this guy is either incompetent or is, like, criminal-minded as he is, why would you give him, why would you make it just legally now? Why would you make it legal now?
Well, I mean, I see it as being a bipartisan issue. I see it as being a situation of where these folks in the House of Representatives and the Senate, and thank God Mark Udall and Ed Perlmutter and Diana DeGette voted against it.
Well, but, what's wrong
but,
with
but I, but, but, but I but I but I see, you know, I see them as being, I see them as being careless, and that they just don't get it, and I'm frustrated by it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's like, I just really think that it's just like everyone's like thought that, I don't know, it's just maybe they think that they have it in the back or away, and I'm just like, you really going to, like, make disappoint
no,
a lot enough people?
I don't think it's that they think that they have it in the bag for 08. And I don't only think that it's Democrats. It's also Republicans. I mean, Tom Tancredo, Mr. Nuke Mecca, voted for this. Yet they're the ones who are always telling you that one of the things that they don't want is they don't want, or one of, this is one of the things they used to tell you, is that they don't want larger government and more government intervention, but yet, once again, I mean, this is what they're doing. They're empowering them to, they're empowering the government to have more intervention, and it's the same old story. It's about giving away civil liberties in order to get security.
But here's the thing. There's not an issue of security, and it's just like, I mean, I don't know. I just look at it like this. You see who's trying to run for president for the Republicans. You see who's trying to run for president for the Americans, the Democrats, whatever you want to call it. But, I mean, you see this, it's like, you know, it's just that, once again, you just got to deal, you got to look at it and see that it's just like, it's just that old network. And the thing about Tancredo, I think, is just so funny. It's like, look, I mean, you're coming from an ethnic group that's had problems with America or what is perceived to be America. And I know that your mother and your grandmother and your dad or your grandfather told you about this. So he has this in his history, okay? I mean, you know, given he's Italian American, but yet, you know, he's just go along with.
Well, but he's way past that now. And there are a lot of people that are members of ethnic groups in this country that now have achieved. Have now achieved parity and are beyond that point, and this whole cement mixer emotional roller coaster ride and gas on the fire thing that we're going through about illegal immigration and immigration now. If you go back and look at this country's history, we've always had these things going on. It's just that the Italians and the Polish and the Germans others you can name, they've moved past that. And let me finally say this to you. You know what, Morris? I don't think Tom Tancredo is a very bright guy. I think he's a guy, and I don't think he has any plans on how to make things better. He's just a guy that survives off of people's emotions, paranoia, and he fans the flames. And there have always been people that have been like that too. So you just got to see him for what he is. And if you live in his district, I feel sorry for you because he's out chasing this. He's on this Don Quixote type thing to win the presidency, which he's not going to do. And he's neglecting his district. Morris, thanks, man.
Hey.
All right. One line open here, 303-713-7600. We'll get back to this about why people do not understand or they don't get the Bill of Rights. And that you can't say because 85% of Americans in this country are Christian, that therefore they ought to have their way. I mean, it doesn't work that way. And it scares me when I run across people who do believe that. And you can't get through to them. Knocking on your head. Hello. 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's check out traffic now with Gina.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Have a couple of surface street issues, a crash southbound Peoria under I-70, and then what looks like a pretty bad wreck on Leedsdale just east of Monaco. Now, that has a lane shut down in each direction, so you definitely want to avoid that area. The only highway stretch that's already a problem, southbound lanes of I-25 as usual, from 104th to 84th through Thornton and North Glen. Weather outlook today, partly sunny with scattered rain showers. We're looking for a high of 88. Tonight, mostly cloudy and 63. And currently, we've definitely got some clouds, 63. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Imagine zipping around in a Nissan 350Z convertible. Canyon Casino's Cruise the Summer Series continues with the 350Z.
Get the good stuff. There's no place like the garage, but sometimes there's no place messier than the garage. That's why now is a great time to swing by your local Napa Auto Parts store to pick up some Scotch shop towels for just $1.55 a roll. These thick blue towels are soft and absorbent, great for the grease, oil, and grime that are part of every garage. Pick up your Scotch shop towels today for just $1.55 a roll at Napa. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
To learn more about the Peace Corps, join them at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, August 8th at the REI flagship store in Lodo. For more information, visit peacecorps.gov.
Up for your rights. Don't let big insurance companies, do not let big corporations push you around. If you need the help of a personal injury lawyer, then you got to go to two of my friends who know what they're doing, and they are Progressive Trial Lawyers, and they are proud of it. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, they believe in and support AM 760 Progressive Talk. They've got years of personal injury experience. They both will stand up to big corporations and insurance companies. For everyday folks like you and I, they're trial lawyers, as I said before, and they're proud of it, and they're progressives. So, if you find yourself in this situation, what you need to do, or you're having trouble with your insurance company, you're having trouble with some big corporation, and you feel like basically they're bullying you, get in touch with the law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson at 303-300-1661, or check them out on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Someday, you'll memorize every check you've ever written, but that might be hard. Instead, why not get online check imaging with your Wells Fargo checking account today? It lets you view scanned images of your checks, so you can confirm who you wrote the check to and for how much. And it's free. So instead of memorizing every check, you can just log on. Seize your someday. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker about a Wells Fargo checking account today. Wells Fargo. The next stage. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
announcing the exclusive SpeedVac 2020 Lifetime LASIK Commitment. That's right. A Lifetime 2020 LASIK Commitment by the name Colorado has trusted for more than 25 years. SpeedVac 2020 LASIK. If you're considering LASIK, call 303-C2020 today and take advantage of our exclusive SpeedVac 2020 Lifetime LASIK Commitment. And here's the best news of all. In addition to a 2020 lifetime commitment, our advanced blade-free custom view LASIK procedure also comes with a $1,000 savings. It's just our way of saying thank you, Colorado, for helping SpeedVac 2020 LASIK become Colorado's most trusted name in vision. With our $1,000 savings, our SpeedVac 2020 lifetime commitment, and the unsurpassed safety of blade-free interlace technology, isn't it time you said yes to LASIK? It's as simple as calling 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020 or online at SpeedVac.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We're small, we're pugnacious, and we're available to the public 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 6:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms, high today 91. Jay Marvin with you. And recounting this conversation I had with this guy over the weekend about his stance that the United States of America is 85% Christian, and therefore the United States of America should represent Christian values, and that he does not like the ACLU, nor does he care for the idea that there is a separation of church and state, and that the Bill of Rights is set up to protect minorities. And I just wonder how people can see things that way. He's a very nice person. And I don't look at him as being me against him, or because we're both Americans. But I just don't understand why it is that getting people to talk about and understand their civil liberties and getting into this, it's not a very sexy question. And on top of that, people easily will give these liberties away. 303-713-7600. Here's Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
I'm not sure I would agree he's a very nice person, because I run into those kinds a lot, and their attitude is they don't believe in those amendments, and they're part of it. They support not having them.
Well, how can you make a judgment on whether he's a nice person or not, considering you've never met him?
Well,
and why is it that somebody who would disagree with you, you would immediately characterize them as being not nice people?
Well, the thing of it is, if you think, to me, it's like, well, maybe a lot of nice people think that, but I mean, if the thing of it is,
well, how does it not make really, how does it not make them nice? In other words, the idea that somebody doesn't see things the way you see them,
well, if
makes
really
them
willing,
not nice.
If they're willing to really suppress a minority, are they really nice? I mean, there's a lot of people that are supposedly nice that I've met. Yeah, on the surface they are, but if you go to the core of their thinking, they're really not very nice.
No, how about the idea that they're not malicious and that they don't have evil intentions? It's just that they don't understand what's at stake and what's going on here, and they don't have a they apparently have never been taught any kind of correct interpretation on the Bill of Rights, but it doesn't necessarily make them bad people.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe that's, I don't know. I can agree. Yeah, they disagree, but the thing of it is, well, the way I look at it is that, yeah, maybe it's a nice person, but, I mean, what would they really do if you really did, you know, push for your rights? I mean, would they really be nice about it ultimately, or would they be suppressive like the Islamists? I mean, would their real
it's not their real nature. What they would probably do is they would probably support efforts to go to court to argue their point, to limit your rights, but it does not, because they see something and they interpret it one way and you interpret it another, doesn't make them evil people, and you can't call up here and say, Well, he's not a very nice person. Because you know what? You don't know him.
Well.
And I'll tell you something, my friend. I've met a lot of people who politically and socially would agree with me, and they're not nice people.
Well, I agree with that, too. The thing is, there's some kind of a thing going on that maybe they're taking advantage of nice person's intentions or their misunderstanding. The thing of it is, the way I look at it is that, you know, there's something obviously wrong. I mean, you're right. There's something wrong with the idea and the attitude, but, you know, the thing of it is, you have to kind of look, to me, you know, core beliefs and you know.
No, I don't know. You know, what I do know is that there's an awful lot of demonization going on.
Well, I know that.
Of people who do not see things the way either you see them, I see them, or...
Maybe they're brainwashed. I don't know. But the thing of it is, I mean... Well, I don't know. I mean, the thing is, I kind of question sometimes, and when you look at the psychology of it, you know, and to me, like, how could you not understand? I mean, I understand on the other side, too, how minorities can be just as nasty, but at the same time, how could you not understand, you know, those rights? Where do they stand on some of these other issues, like, you know, women's rights or with other things? I mean, to me, I don't know. Well, I would have doubts. I wouldn't say they're not imagined, but I would wonder what they would be like if push came to shove, you know, if it really came down to whether you would be giving the person rights or not. I mean, where would they stand and what would they do? Just like what you see going on in Congress right now with all the stuff in this new FISA bill. I mean, it's like, I can't believe that they would still continue to pass that kind of stuff. And that the Republicans are saying, well, we're going to push it and push it and push it. You know, I'm sure there's supposedly a lot of nice people in the Republican Party that believe that. The thing of it is, when a push comes to shove at the very bottom line, what's going to happen?
Nothing's going to happen.
Well, maybe so.
No, nothing's going to happen because you hopefully have a court system that, and you hopefully have checks and balances that are inserted in there, and because somebody doesn't see things the way you see it, doesn't make them maniacally fascist or crazy or whatever. And to characterize those who don't see life as you do as being not very nice people, well, that limits the circle of people you get exposed to. That's for sure.
Well, maybe so, Jay. Well, we'll see. Well, good luck. You know, I mean.
Well, I don't need good luck. Why do I need good luck?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if I look at some of the court decisions that are coming down and we see what our Supreme Court is right now with Alito.
Well, Bob, you know, Bob, why don't you go get into your car, start the engine, close the garage door, and end it all? I mean, it's not, you know, it's like, it's not all that doom and gloom. Every dog has its day.
Well, I'm hoping they
things are cyclical. Things turn around. You can make things turn around. You can make things happen. You can get frustrated. But I just caution you against the idea of looking at other people who don't see things as you do and claiming they're not very nice, because then I would have to ask you, if push came to shove, what would you do? Why the hesitation? Why the hesitation, Bob?
I just think that there's a big ideological fight going on in this country, and it could still
But if push comes to shove, Bob, what are you prepared to do? How nice of a person are you, Bob?
You'd have to cross that bridge when you come to it.
Well, you don't want to give me an answer? Too speculative, as Hillary Clinton would say?
No.
You don't want to give me an answer?
Well, I think that you would have to become an activist and try to push the other way.
Do you use force?
Well, I think at some point in time, I mean, this happened in the past. Certainly you would almost have to consider that. I wouldn't want to do that.
So would you use force? I'm asking you yes or no.
Well, you would have to at the point.
No, you don't have to. I'm asking you, would you?
Yes, at some point.
Okay.
At some point.
All right.
I mean, I'm not
so, you object, So you object to them, and you don't think they're very nice people, yet you yourself are now telling me that you would exhibit the same traits that you're accusing them of. Because you were accusing them of using, of if push came to shove, they would use force. Now you're telling me that push come to shove, you'd use force.
Well, what would happen if they did?
Well, does that make you any better than them?
Not necessarily.
Okay, well, I rest my case. Goodbye. Let's go to David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. This is David Boulder. How you doing?
Hey, man. What's up?
Not a whole lot. I'll just chime in for the previous two callers and register my disappointment and my anger about what the Congress did over the weekend. I like how they slipped it in very late. It didn't make much of the major news headlines about the approval of the extension of the wiretap bill. And it didn't make very good coverage in the newspapers. But what concerns me about the whole issue, Jay, is if you read any of the text, I read this morning's New York Times article on it, it basically gives the approval for these foreign, shall we say, candidates for wiretapping. It gives the approval process to Mr. Gonzalez. And I think that's a mistake. And essentially, the FISA courts are totally after the fact now. So I hope I'm wrong about this, but this supposed extension of this act is a 6-month deal. And I was telling John in the screen that I hope this doesn't represent another classic case of the Democrats caving in, like I think they're going to do next month when Petraeus and company get up there and do their Mr. Bojangles shuffle and try to characterize things as better in Iran. I hope I'm wrong. But I suspect I'm right.
Well, I'm frustrated by what they did, too. I think they're wrong. But we're back to the same old question again. We're back to the same old question. And that same old question is, what are you going to do? I mean, thankfully this time around, most of the Colorado delegation did not vote for it.
Yeah, that's...
Most of the Colorado Democratic delegation, Tancredo, dumbass Tommy voted for it, and Lamborn did too, and Allard did, but what are you going to say about them? I mean, you knew that they would.
Sure. And I think the reason there's not much hue and cry, and it kind of ties into your original question about how do you hit home with these people that just don't get it. And, I don't want to be too subtle here this early in the morning, but it's a point I've made to you in the past. There's a lot in this culture, Jay, that encourages superficial thinking and superficial encountering with experience and with reality. I mean, if you're raised with video games and reality TV and MTV and American Idol and all the rest of it, and, you spend all these hours watching violence, there's not a whole lot that allows you to connect with yourself and deep felt values. And what we're talking about on the Bill of Rights are deep felt values that are going to hurt when they come to your doorstep. But if you don't essentially give a hoot and holler and, give me my six pack and my video games, then guess what? You get what you deserve, buddy.
I don't know. I don't know what's up with it that people can't see these things. I don't have any idea. I have no answer. I wish I did.
Well, I'll end by saying this. The quote from Pastor Niemeyer, in World War II, they came for the Christians, I didn't object. They came for the Jews, I didn't object. They came for the gays, I didn't object. They came for me, and nobody was left to object.
Yeah, that's very, very true. I agree. And also, it fundamentally cuts to what the country's about. Thanks, man.
Okay, Jay.
Okay, so we're like losing control of the show too. Great, not your fault, John. 6:49, 49 minutes after the hour. 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin and more of your calls coming up.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Visit any of your local Denver Metro Toyota service centers. They have locations, hours, and services that make it convenient, all to help you keep you and your Toyota moving forward.
Randy Rhodes.
The National Intelligence System, the whole beginning of it is, you know, who we are, what we do, how we did it. And you know what? Osama bin Laden is still the problem. Go get him.
Catch Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. And when you think about the bed you sleep on, can you actually say that you love it or it's just okay? See, I can truly say that I love my Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort, and so does Mary. We love our bed. One of the things that we've always loved about our Sleep Number bed is that it allows us to adjust the firmness at the touch of a button from feather soft to extra firm or anywhere in between. My Sleep Number is 75. Mary's is around 70. And it's so nice to have a bed that can be personalized to our needs each and every night. Well, the innovative people at the Select Comfort have created a whole new generation of Sleep Number beds with an exclusive multi-layer comfort system that helps balance your temperature as it fluctuates throughout the night so you can sleep more comfortably. They've even further enhanced the Sleep Number bed with new comfort materials that offer plush cradling and extra support. Queen set started about $1,000. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, 30-night in-home trial, and have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. So you really have to experience these new Sleep Number beds for yourself. The new Sleep Number beds are available only at Select Comfort stores. And just in time for back to school, check out the new Sleep Number Bed 101 Student Bed Collection featuring a portable Sleep Number bed. Now you can take personalized comfort back to school. But hurry, the student bed is only available while supplies last. Visit a Select Comfort store today and see how you can get the deep, restorative sleep that you need and deserve. And Select Comfort stores are located all over the Front Range in most major malls, including the Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Promenade Shops at Centuria, Northfield at Stapleton, and the brand new location at the 29th Street Mall.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Computer problems? PC Answers. Video security systems for your home or business? PC Answers. The answers to all your technology needs.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Little Neil Young, chance of a thunderstorms, high today 91. We're talking about the inability to people understand the Bill of Rights and what the Bill of Rights stands for and the fact that it protects the minority against the majority. Let's go to Steve in the Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you this morning?
Doing good, man.
Just wanted to agree with your assessment. I wish we could get to a point where people could just disagree, you know, whether Hillary Clinton wins in 2008 or who knows on the Republican side, this isn't going to turn into a fascist Nazi state, you know, just like it's not right now and it never has been. You know, we just have political differences in this country amongst people, and we can argue about it, and we can argue about it and still be a flourishing democracy and, you know, I mean, we're still all good people at heart in my mind.
Yeah, there's just too much extremism. I agree. I agree. Because you don't agree with somebody, it doesn't make you a bad person.
Well, I absolutely. You know, I listen to you most mornings, Jay, and I disagree with most of the stuff that you say. But you know what? I can tell you're a good guy. I mean, not that I'm trying to suck up to you or anything, but, you know, I mean, that's just the way that it is. You see things differently than I do. But no. that's what makes this country what it is. It's what makes it, what's made it for the last 200 plus years, is good people disagreeing about things.
Well, you got to ask yourself, I think everybody should step back a second and ask themselves this question. Do you really want to live in a world, all right, well, let me narrow it down. Do you really want to live in a country where everybody sees things the same way you see things? How boring would that be?
Well, there are certain issues that we always come together on, and those things, yeah. I mean, I'm glad that with September 11th, we as a country came together. Pearl Harbor, we as a country came together. I mean, those kinds of things, yeah. I don't want a whole lot of diversity of positions. I want everybody to agree when it comes to national tragedies like that. I want us to all be on the same page. But when it comes to whether or not we have national health care or, you know, the different domestic ideals that we talk about, I'm glad that we don't all agree on it. I think we should have a robust discussion about issues and what direction we're going to go. I mean, for the folks out there that are flipping out about this stuff, hey, you know what? It's worked this way for 200 plus years, and look at where we're at. We're a great country, and we're a great country because people have disagreed, and we've figured out ways to take those disagreements and in some cases turn it into a compromise. In other cases, it's allowed for people to dig deeper, and we've come out with better ways of doing things than we thought we ever could.
Yeah, I agree. No emotional and no intellectual growth, and you won't get anything. You won't get those two things by lack of discussion and not having people be able to agree to disagree and to explore different options. Steve, thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jake.
All right. Let's go to Lori in Lakewood. Lori, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Lori.
I just wanted to make a comment about the gentleman you talked to that said that since this is a Christian nation, we should basically become a Christian nation, or he said we should be. The next question ought to be then, which Christianity are you talking about?
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, Catholics are Christians, Mormons, Presbyterians. Whose Christianity would it become? Look at Ireland. They've for years fought as a Christian against Catholics. And so it doesn't end with the next step. And therefore, step back. You know, we need to be tolerant of everyone. That's my comment.
Yeah, and I think it's a good one, too, because that's something I left out of the discussion. Okay, you're right. There's different branches of thought in all religions, and which one is going to take the supreme role. Good point, Lori. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
You bet.
All right. Who's right on Osama bin Laden in Pakistan? Obama? Hillary Clinton? John McCain? We'll find out from a guy who knows the answer, Michael Schroyer. He hunted bin Laden for 18 years. We'll talk to him next.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Try it before you buy it. We know when you try it, you'll buy it because it works. What is it? It's Lovido. L-O-V-I-D-O. Energizing and invigorating hundreds and thousands of satisfied customers in Europe. Now available in the U.S. for the first time with this exclusive free offer. Improve the quality of your life. Elevate your energy level. Increase your stamina. And most importantly, boost your sex life. We'll give you a number to call to receive a 15-day supply of Lovido for free. Lovido is an all-natural supplement. And continue
containing our patented blend of synergistic ingredients, clinically proven to boost physical, mental, and sexual energy. Don't let age stop you from living life to the fullest. Call now and feel the power of Libido. You will not be disappointed. Call 1-866-4-LIBIDO now and receive a 15-day supply of Libido for free. That's 1-866-4-LIBIDO. Just take care of the shipping and handling. 1-866-4-L-O-V-I-D-O. Supplies are limited. Call 1-866-4-LIBIDO.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The pace of work at the Twin Cities bridge collapse site is about to pick up. CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick brings us up to date.
Mayor R.T. Ryback tells the CBS Early Show the debris removal is getting underway.
It will be tough work, but also sensitive work.
That's because there are victims still in the water.
People are watching that, the children, the families.
But officials hope that debris will help shed some light on what caused the collapse. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Minneapolis.
That collapse killed five people. Eight others are believed to be trapped still in submerged debris. National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Mark Rosenker says any number of factors could have played a part in the accident, including last week's hot weather.
When it's cold and when it's hot, you get cycles. They stretch, they condense. This puts stress on the bridge at various times.
Investigators are also looking at the weight from tons of crushed rock that were on the bridge for repaving work. Who's got the guns? A report to Congress says the Pentagon has lost track of almost 200,000 AK-47 assault rifles and handguns that were given to Iraqi security forces. The fear is that insurgents got the guns and are using them on American troops. Defense analyst Rachel Stoll says the military could do more to keep that from happening.
Properly registering them, writing down the serial numbers, making sure that they're spot inventory checks, just to make sure that those weapons are where we think they are.
President Bush is wrapping up a two-day meeting with the president of Afghanistan. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, what's on the agenda for this morning?
Well, Frank, resurgent Taliban and a deteriorating security scene in parts of Afghanistan top the agenda. Karzai is visiting the U.S. even as his government faces a crisis involving 21 South Korean hostages grabbed by the Taliban last month. The kidnappers have killed two of them. Now, President Bush hopes that today's meeting will show his support for Karzai. 50,000 U.S. and NATO, 50,000 U.S. and NATO troops are on duty in Afghanistan, where at least 421 Americans have died since 2001, Frank.
Well, the government has spent 2 years trying to get dangerous lead out of children's jewelry. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Progress, Vicki, or not?
In a word, not, Frank. Federal investigators have found hundreds of thousands of tainted items are still being sold across the country. Consumer Product Safety Commission inspections of 85 pieces of jewelry found 20% posed a potential poisoning hazard. And separate surveys in Ohio, Massachusetts, and Maryland found even higher percentages. The primary source of all these toxic trinkets? You probably guessed it already, Frank. China.
Can Wall Street bounce back from its latest pounding last Friday? Strategist Art Hogan says the absence of any more bad news over the weekend is a good sign.
As we work our way at the opening, we're going to try to find the glass half-full argument in this marketplace and hopefully some buyers come in and try to scoop up some bargains.
Less than 30 minutes before the bell, S&P futures are up 5 points. This is CBS News.
Newman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Our next life exercise, getting oversized carry-on luggage into overhead compartment. 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands on handle, feet together, lift up. Push. Swing hips to avoid boarding passengers. Swing left.
Excuse me.
Swing right.
Excuse me.
The flight attendant says there's no way your bag is going to fit. Push. Push.
Life is exercise. Snickers Marathon is energy. Great tasting, nutritious, long-lasting energy for the demands of your day. Grab a Snickers Marathon in the energy bar aisle.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Death at DIA this morning.
A subcontractor was struck by a runway sweeper, a big broom, and was killed.
The airport's Chuck Cannon says the accident took place a couple of hours ago. They're still trying to figure out exactly how it happened. It has not caused any flight delays. Two men sought after the shooting of a Glenwood Springs cop more than a week ago are now in custody, charged with attempted murder. One, the officer was checking a storage area near the Glenwood Springs Airport July 29th when he saw two guys walking away. After telling them to stop, he was shot once in the chest. Fortunately, he was wearing a bulletproof vest. His injury is not considered life-threatening. And some heavy thunder and lightning storms ripped through the metro area last night. What are we looking for today?
Is it going to be heavy rain like yesterday? Usually you don't get 2 days in a row like that, but it's always good to play it safe just in case. And, of course, be ready to take it indoors.
Yeah, meteorologist Nick Carter says look out for lightning. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, John. Well, we did have some problems off the highway, still dealing with crash activity southbound Peoria, under I-70, as well as Leedsdale, just east of Monaco. Actually had a lane shut down in each direction in that area. Good drive so far, 225 across Aurora. No delays just yet for eastbound 6 or the Boulder Turnpike, but you'll definitely need some extra time getting through Thornton and North Glen. It's pretty well bogged down between 120th and 84th. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly sunny with scattered rain showers and a high of 88. Currently, overcast, 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a loaded 05 Escape for just $12.9. A great SUV with super gas mileage at an unbelievable price. Get your 05 Escape today for just $12.9. Only at Freeway Ford at I-25 at Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Get up to a $40 gift card by mail-in offer when you buy four select Goodyear tires. Or double your gift card up to $80 when you make your purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Plus, catch the Get There with a Winner tire sale. Offers end August 25th. Stop by one of your local Denver area Goodyear retailers and see what we can do for your vehicle. For details and location near you, call 1-877-GOODYEAR. Certain restrictions and conditions apply. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. And a chance of thunderstorms today, but that's only about a 30% chance, and a high of 91. However, I guarantee it'll rain, and I can guarantee how it'll rain because what I'll do is I'll go wash my car, and anytime I wash my car, it immediately rains. Trust me. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama stood up last week and talked about foreign policy, and it stirred up a whole bunch of controversy. Obama told a group in Nevada he didn't think he'd made a mistake in suggesting he would use military force in Pakistan if necessary to hunt down terrorists. He also sought to clarify his assertion that the use of nuclear weapons in such an attack would be off the table. Obama said every military expert knows it would be better to use conventional weapons in that situation. Pakistan is considered a U.S. ally in the war on terror. The government of Pakistan last week branded Obama's comments irresponsible, and protesters in Islamabad burned an American flag. All right. Basically, what Obama said is that if Musharraf doesn't do something about it, that if he were the president, he would step in and he would do something about it. Okay, we had all this speculation. John McCain calls Obama naive, and we got all this speculation by all these talking heads. Let's go to somebody who knows about this. Professor Michael Schroer, he's been on this show numerous times, and we're lucky to have him again. He served in the CIA for 22 years before resigning in 2004. He served as the chief of the Bin Laden unit at the Counterterrorism Center from 1996 to 1999. He is the once anonymous author of Imperial Hubris. He's written a ton of other books, and he's with the Jamestown Foundation. Plus, I got to add that he would go on my top five list of people that I would love to spend an evening with and pick his brain. And someday, by hook or crook, I'm either going to fly there and invite myself to dinner with him, or we're going to get him to somehow to come out here. He's one of the most open and honest and patriotic Americans I know of. So let's say hello to Professor Schroer. Professor, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. Okay. you follow the news just like the rest of us, and you know that Barack Obama stood up and said basically that if he were the president of the United States, that, and I'm paraphrasing him here, that the focus was on the wrong place and that the focus ought to be on that mountainous area of Pakistan that you and I have talked so much about, and that he would go in there and get bin Laden. And then, of course, everybody jumped on that, and then they called him naive, and you know it all. Went back and forth. Is he being naive, or is this what we should be doing?
I think you have to cut it both ways on Mr. Obama. What he said was naive in the sense of he said he would send two more brigades. Well, that's 6,000 more people. It won't make a lick of difference in Afghanistan. At the same time, he points out how derelict our other leaders have been. There is no point in our Constitution or our system of government that says the President of the United States can delegate his responsibility to protect Americans to a third world dictator. And where we are today is because from Mr. Clinton in 1995 until this very morning, Jay, we have looked for a proxy to solve our problems, and his name has been Musharraf.
If we took action, how bad would Pakistan be destabilized?
Well, I think that's not exactly knowable. I think if we did it once or twice or three times and finally got them, it would Mr. Musharraf could ride it out. But if it happened 15 or 20 times, then that's a different story. But I think the question ought to be, Jay, all of the candidates agree that Al-Qaeda, bin Laden, and their allies are trying to acquire a nuclear weapon to detonate in America. If that's the threat you're facing, then how much do you really care about what happens in Pakistan? I would assume, since we've been there for 6 years, that we have plans to take over their nuclear arsenal if something goes bad in terms of their stability. But the idea that we're going to sit back and let whatever happens ought to be profoundly disturbing to Americans.
I've read where the radical Islamist parties only make up about 10% of the Pakistan political picture, and that the majority of Pakistanis really would like to get some kind of mainstream course.
Well, I think the 10% number probably is the number who are active in those parties. I think the animosity toward America at the moment is much larger than that. And especially, one of the problems we have now is Mr. Obama and the rest of them are all supporting a return to democracy in Pakistan. And democracy in Pakistan means the installation of a kleptomaniacal bunch of people who will simply drain the country of every cent they can find. So while we're looking for Musharraf for help, we are simultaneously undercutting him by urging the return of say, Mrs. Bhutto.
Oh, Benazir Bhutto?
Yes.
Well, why don't we drop that? Why don't we just take the same attitude we take, you know, with the Chinese and various other countries around the world, that whatever they do is their internal business as long as it doesn't hurt us, and that we need to get Osama bin Laden and we need to get Al-Qaeda, and that's our number one mission.
Well, surely that's the beginning of wisdom, but I don't think it's very likely.
Why?
Well, we somehow believe that America has to interfere in the name of democracy wherever we can, especially if a power is weaker than we are. We don't do it in China, as you say. We're not doing it very aggressively in Russia, and we certainly don't do it in Saudi Arabia. But we figure the Pakistanis are a pretty weak country, and we're going to go ahead and push them into what for them would be an absolute disaster.
So Musharraf sits there, and we're undercutting him, and he sits there, and we're also criticizing him at the same time.
Yes.
So he must think to himself, what the hell?
Yeah, I think really that he has seen us as not very serious about bin Laden and the whole business in Afghanistan. We've talked before about how very few troops we have there and how very much we've given them to do. And I think it has to come back to what's in America's interests. Are our interests so bound up in the preservation of Pakistan that we will let bin Laden and al-Qaeda operate in the border area until they detonate a weapon in the United States? Or do we have a little bit more courage, or I'm loath to say it, but manliness than that?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but you can't. But my frustration is it doesn't seem to me that you can get anybody to see this.
No, sir, it's very difficult to do it. And even Mr. Obama covered his behind just as all the other people said. His reinforcements to do the job were inconsequential. And he also said if he had actionable intelligence, he would act inside of Pakistan. And what that generally means, Jay, is if they have absolute certainty that the target is there and there will be no collateral damage that will offend European or world opinion. So Mr. Obama did not go out very far on a limb there. He was pretty much still mainstream.
The right action would be, tell me if you think this is wrong, the right action would be wind things down in Iraq as best as possible, switch our attention back to Afghanistan and the border area there, and make a commitment to go in and get bin Laden.
Well, yes, sir, but again, you would have to define what go in means. We have the example of, in the last 3 years, Musharraf tried to use a core size element of the Pakistani military, 70,000 to 80,000 men. They went into the border area and were defeated 3 times. So when Mr. Obama talks about 6,000 people, then you know he's not serious. If we believe we can go, if we need to go in there, we're not talking about special forces and CIA officers. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of American troops.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about ground invasion.
Yes, sir. That's the only possible way to do it there. The whole business, Rumsfeld's whole daydream about light, swift forces with only a few people on the ground should be consigned to where it belongs to, and that's the garbage heap. What we're talking about in the northwest frontier of Pakistan is a major invasion. And if you're not going to do it, then you're not going to do it, but you're also not going to be successful.
7:16, 60 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with Dr. Michael Schroer, or actually I should say Professor Michael Schroer.
Mike is fine, sir.
Yeah, but you just called me sir, so now we're even.
I was tracking it, and I just screwed up.
Casualties.
Yes, sir.
If we went in there like you and I feel that we should, and I'm sure there's others that feel that we should, what would be the casualty rate for Americans? What would be the casualty rate for Pakistanis?
It would be enormous on both sides, sir. It would be numbers that certainly would reflect what's going on in Iraq, but probably much greater than that, because the topography is really incredibly difficult, and it favors the enemy because they have lived there for 2 millennia. You have to remember, if we go into the border area, we're not just going after the Taliban and al-Qaeda, but all of the tribes that live in that area will certainly rally to al-Qaeda and the Taliban. And so we're facing a multiple millions of fighters there. It would be a very bloody business.
But there is no real answer, is there, other than that?
I don't think there is a real answer, sir. It's like so many of the things in life. If you don't solve the problem early, it festers and becomes almost daunting. And that's where we stand in Afghanistan today.
So our backs are basically against the wall, and this is basically what we're facing. And anything else that anybody else comes up with,
they're just whistling past the graveyard, sir.
Yeah.
You know, all 18 candidates have offered nothing so far. That's different from what Mr. Bush is doing, except for the idea of getting out of Iraq. And even getting out of Iraq, what they're saying is we choose to lose this war. I agree with getting out of Iraq because we don't intend to win it. We don't intend to put the forces in necessary to win.
So do we have the forces to win?
Well, there's another question for Mr. Rumsfeld. It would certainly require 2 or 3 times the number we have at the moment. You know, Mr. McCain is is just trying to deceive the American people by saying another 10 or 20,000 would do the trick. These are big wars we've taken on. Insurgencies are tremendously manpower intensive. And to think that somehow we can do this on the cheap is a disservice to the American people and to their children.
Well, we've had this discussion before about how tough it is to try to do anything about an insurgency, and that most of us are not prepared to do what it takes to take on an insurgency. And then even if you do do what it takes, there's no guarantee that it's going to work or that it's going to happen unless you catch it early. So it seems to me that that when it comes to Iraq and even Afghanistan and even Al-Qaeda, we've been shoved into a position where there are no good options.
Well, there's no good options among the traditional set of answers that we've had, sir. I tend to think that since the end of the Cold War, we have been looking for a replacement for containment, which was our theory of holding the Soviets in place, and it worked. I think we're eventually going to move to a theory that might be called deflection, because so much of the violence is really meant to be internal to the Islamic civilization, not toward us. But deflection is going to have to be accompanied by some changes in U.S. policy, most fundamentally, some move toward energy independence.
What would happen if we got up tomorrow and we just said, look, we want bin Laden because he killed 3,000 Americans. But anything else that goes on, we really don't care as long as you do business with us.
Well, I think that's the beginning of wisdom. That's certainly what the founders said. The founders were not isolationists. They were non-interventionists. They basically argued, we don't know what goes on in your country. We don't know the society. We don't know the language. Whatever you do is fine. As long as you don't threaten us and trade with us, we're happy with that. And that's not a bad position for America today. But I think that's, you know, our elites, Jay, in the Democratic Party and the Republican Party are all interventionists, except for Mr. Paul. They all want to intervene. The difference between Hillary Clinton and Franklin Graham is one wants to do it with guns and the other one wants to do it with money and a social agenda. They all want to stick their nose where it doesn't belong.
Yeah, and I've always marveled about that. And the example that I've always used is this, that, for instance, you just look at Cuba. Look at our relations with Cuba. We're constantly lecturing them and telling them about what they should and shouldn't do. And then we come up with these funded plans about what's going to happen when Fidel Castro dies and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? We wouldn't stand for 10 seconds for the mayor of Havana or anybody else in the Cuban government making a comment about the bridge collapse in Minneapolis. I mean, we'd go nuts over that. The media would have a heyday, and how dare they tell us what to do, yet we're perfectly fine with doing that with everybody else.
Yeah, in a sense, Jay, it wouldn't be bad if it was just like Woodrow Wilson, a lot of talk. But the problem is now in both parties we have hands-on interventionists. We want to tell people what they can teach in their school, what they should do about Planned Parenthood and population control, what they should believe about God. These people are just, we have a whole class of people who want to mind everybody else's business, while at home we have people who don't have homes, people who don't have an adequate minimum wage, we don't have a border that's controlled. We're in kind of free fall domestically while these fools go overseas and try to impose something that they think is correct for all people in all times.
So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? As we start approaching 08 here and get into presidential, I mean, what are we going to do? Who's out there to vote for? That if really, in reality, if they all want to continue the same, to go down the same path that we've gone down, which has done nothing. And you know, Professor, you can't get people to see this. This just didn't start today.
No.
This goes back. Before I was born, before you were born, we've been pulling this off, and we keep getting this, you know, adverse results from doing this stuff, and we just keep doing it. It's like we're serial abusers in this area, and it's like, okay, who's out there who's saying enough is enough already?
Yeah, our politicians, their specialty is reinforcing defeat. The more the disaster, the more they do the same thing, except, again, for Mr. Paul. But I'm not sure that he's going to be able to carry the day because the media and all the other candidates are against him. I really think the future of everyday Americans, Jay, is in the hands of Osama bin Laden. If he attacks us again in the United States with devastating results, Americans are going to see that the last 25 years, at least, of American foreign policy has done nothing but disinvest in American security. And I think that it's a huge vulnerability for al-Qaeda and their allies because they think our leaders, our Americans, are as soft and as dumb as their leaders. And I think Americans are much more bloody-minded. But unfortunately, American politics are on autopilot. Intervene, intervene, intervene. And until we get attacked again, I don't think there's a chance to change that.
Well, I've certainly had conversations with people about this subject, and most of them, they just don't have any clue. Or what they do is they interpret it as being, you're picking on the country, or you're picking on the CIA, or you're picking on... But the CIA, just like any other entity, you work there, you do what you're told.
People often forget that. It's a point I try to make when I write, Jay, is that ultimately the CIA is a service organization, and it's peculiarly the instrument of the president. We do exactly what we're told. That's exactly right.
So, once again, I mean, it's misguided foreign policy that you can turn around, go into any country you desire, and stage manage their lives and tell them what they're going to do and what they're not going to do, and then expect it to turn out okay. And I think the most recent example of this would have to be Iran, where with Mossadegh, we upset that whole deck of cards, and now look what we've got. Right?
I genuinely think that Iran is a problem, but it's not nearly the problem that's going to require an American war.
No, I don't think so either. But what I'm saying is that we always suffer these adverse effects afterwards, and then what we fail to do is we don't want to own up to them.
Well, that's exactly right. And look at now, sooner or later, people like McCain and Mr. Bush and all the weeping nillies in the Democratic Party are going to commit American youngsters to Darfur. And you know, as tragic as that situation is, no American interest is involved there, and certainly nothing that would require the lives of American children to be lost. But here we go again, you know, as President Reagan used to say.
Yeah, it's an extremely tough situation.
It's very tough, sir. There's nothing easy about this.
No, there isn't. And we learn lessons, apparently, the hard way. Professor, thanks once again. So much for your time. I really, really, really do appreciate it. And one of these days, I'll meet you face to face.
It would be my pleasure, sir. I always enjoy talking to you. Thank you very much.
And I'll buy dinner.
Okay.
All right. See you later.
Bye-bye.
What a great guy. And you don't all have to agree with everything he says, but, I mean, he knows. He knows what he's talking about. And his whole point about intervention, too, is something... You know, I'd love to talk to you about that sometime. Why do we feel compelled that we have to be involved in the integral workings of every country that's out there? And yet we can't mind our own store. I've never been able to understand that. 727, 27 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert, to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
To learn more about the Peace Corps, join them at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, August 8th at the REI flagship store in Lodo. For more information, visit peacecorps.gov.
Explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's O-R-R-L-A-W.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
29 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I talk about Purina a lot. Listen to this story from Elizabeth about her dog, Whiskey. One dog in particular, Whiskey, she is much more playful than she used to be. She'll actually get her little squeaky toys out of the box, out of the toy box, bring them up to you, and want to play tug of war. As for Jelly Bean, before she used to lie around on the couch a lot and just, you know, hang out. And now she wants to get up, and she barks away, and she wants to play, and she's the most alert she's ever been. And Elizabeth says that she is very, very pleased. Now, if you'd like to see these changes in your dog or your dogs, you got to make the switch to Purina One. If you haven't made the switch to Purina One, it's something you really, 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 really ought to do. You'll see the change, and you'll see the results, just like Mary and I have seen them in our dogs. So if you want to see if Purina One can make a difference in your dog's health, take the Purina One Challenge by going online right now to PurinaOneChallenge.com. That's PurinaOneChallenge.com. Or by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Call right now. You get a free, we're talking free here, 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. That's 1-888-606-BARK or PurinaOneChallenge.com. And by the way, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Safeway.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
What is it that has the left all fired up? They don't like the fact that the president is willing to protect this country because of terrorism.
How can you tell me that the Democrats are weak on terror and weak on security when they're willing to make the commitment and your party isn't?
Ed Schultz. Ed Schultz. The Ed Schultz Show.
Give me a break. Don't close your mind. This is what's wrong with you conservatives out there. You create this what if, what that.
Weekdays at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Give me a break.
I need a break, so do you. 7:32, 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Chance Thunderstorms, high today 91. You know, maybe I should ask this question. Maybe I should ask this question and see what your answer would be at 303-713-7600. Why is it that we feel like we have to be involved in other countries' business? You know, this goes for Democrats and Republicans. You can't say this is only a Republican issue. Democrats have had their history of doing it, too. What's wrong with the idea of, as long as they do business with us, what do we care whether they're Islamic or whatever they are? Why would we care? Now, is this too much of an isolationist position? Because then you get into the caveat of, well, wait a minute. What happens if mass genocide is going on? Because there were some during World War II who made this exact same argument. Well, we don't care what the Germans do. As long as they'll do business with us, we don't care what they do. Now, most of us, at least, we've been taught and we recognize that the Holocaust was a terrible, terrible thing, and that Neville Chamberlain was wrong, and that we should confront evil wherever it is. And that's been kind of the opinion that we've had. But the thing is, what do you really care what goes on in Havana. What do you care what goes on in Tehran? Why do you care about what was going on in Baghdad? What is the reason behind that, that caring? And the reason I ask this is because, think about this. Suppose other countries had that same viewpoint with us. Would you stand for any public official of any country making any claims about this country? Most of us would get upset. Not all of you, but most of us would. And I think the example would be Hugo Chavez comes here and makes these comments about President Bush in the United States, and it bothered me. Because maybe what he was saying was true, but the fact is that it's the old thing of, well, I can call my baby ugly, but you can't call my baby ugly. Look at the intolerance there on a lot of us, including myself. I admit to it. But yet, we assume that it's perfectly right for us to turn around and whatever country it is that our interest is on at the particular time, and we don't take care of business here. We do not take care of business here. Okay, so maybe what I'm articulating is an isolationist position, but I'd be interested to know how you feel about this. 303-713-7600, and I got a couple of lines open. So there is no right or wrong on this. There's only your opinion. So it's your chance to get to the phone, get off your half moons, get to the phone, and give us your foreign policy expertise. 735, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Gina with traffic.
All right, we're in good shape across the metro area. Just starting to see the usual slowdowns. Northbound 225 from Parker to Mississippi. Southbound 225, you're going to run into those delays just after Yosemite as you hit the tech center. We do have one crash off the highway. You can watch out for it. Southbound Broadway at 7th Avenue. Looks like there's some injuries, and it is blocking the two right lanes. Weather outlook today, partly sunny with scattered rain showers and a high of 88. Tonight, clouds will stay and we'll get a low of 63. Looks like it will get some more rain showers through tomorrow. Currently, cloudy and 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Release your inner pirate with hourly treasure hunt cash drawings every day at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.T. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.T. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.T. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
And SUVs and minivans in all of Colorado, they've got various financing options. They've got their matching down incentive, and they've got stand-up first-class people there to help you, like Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, Colby Harris, Spanky Herrera, Juan, Adolf, Freddie Labrato, list of good people out there, Gerard Menard, list of good people out there just goes on and on. And really, it's the place to go to buy a vehicle, get a good price, get what you want, and get treated right. And they've got over 700 vehicles on that lot. Check out the inventory on the internets at RockiesAutos.com or get out there and see them in person. They're open tonight until 9 because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's Rockies Autos, and they're located, you can't miss them. They got a big electronic sign out in front there. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA or transient ischemic stroke is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now while there's still time.
Our next exercise, transporting baby. Love stroller down flight of stairs. Knees bent, lift up, and step, and step. Give dirty looks to people who don't help. Good. Only 20 more to go. And 19 and 18. Pick up ball and squeaky toy. 18, 18, 18, 18.
Life is exercise. Snickers Marathon is energy. Great tasting, nutritious, long-lasting energy for the demands of your day. Grab a Snickers Marathon in the energy bar aisle.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Oh, talking heads.
Minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, chance thunderstorms, high today 91. Okay, speculation on this Monday. Why do you think it is that we're hung up on the idea of telling other countries about how to do their business, about how to run their lives, about what's going on? Is this the wisest course that we possibly can take? And why is it that when we get quote-unquote blowback from these adventures, we can't face what has happened, and yet we're serial abusers in this area. I mean, we continue to keep doing it. So what's wrong with the idea of, listen, if you want to have an Islamic State in Baghdad, if you want to have an Islamic State in Tehran, if you want to, whatever it is you want to do, as long as you don't threaten our interests, then guess what? We don't care. We don't care. Or is that too isolationist? Is that too isolationist? And then the other side of it is, of course, have we taken that opinion in World War II? But you could make the argument that Hitler threatened the stability of the world. I don't know, there's so much contradiction going on here. There's so much weird contradiction going on. Like, if I have to hear from one more person that we're in a struggle for our very existence and our lives against Al-Qaeda, I'm going to be nauseous and sick. Not that I don't believe that it's true. But if it is true, why is there no national mobilization? See how all these things don't add up? Let's go to Ralph in Colorado Springs. Ralph, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
2 points. First point, the answer to your question is that the United States wants to be the universal parent. We can't deal with our own problems. I mean, think Katrina. But we don't want to admit it, and we don't want to work on them. So it's far easier to get on a soapbox and preach about how somebody else screwed up and about how they should fix it. I mean, it just simply takes our own people's attention away from our own government's failures. Now, I think there's something that, actually, I'll answer Michael Shurer's question, too. Two things from the teachings of Jesus. He said, before complaining about the mote in somebody else's eye, we should take the 2x4 out of our own. Before we start telling the Iraqis or anyone else how their government doesn't work, I think we need to take a good look at our own government. So what you end up doing is you have everybody in Washington preaching about somebody else's problems because they can't fix or won't fix their own.
Well, why do we expect anybody to put up with or listen to our demands on them when we wouldn't stand it if it was reversed for 10 seconds? No, we wouldn't.
No, Jay, listen, that's the second. You hit it beautifully. But remember, the golden rule is do unto others as they would do unto you. And you just said a few minutes ago that basically if the Iraqis were over here occupying us, you, me, sure, a bunch of other Americans would be out there using IEDs to blow up Iraqi tanks. Now, there are a few Americans that aren't really patriotic, And they, like the draft dodgers they did before in Vietnam, would cut and run. But the bottom line
is... Wait a minute. Whoa. What was that crack about draft dodgers? There are a lot of people who didn't Are you talking about Chicken Hawk type people, or are you talking about those people who objected to the war?
Jay, I served and I objected to the war. And how shall I say, the people that were right were the people that were against the war. Does that answer the question? What I'm talking about are the people, how shall I say, like our current president, who were oh so much for the war, as long as they could be safely far away from it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I think the true heroes...
Yeah, I've always had a huge question about that.
Well, the true heroes were the ones who stood up for what they believed, and if it meant, how shall I say, going to jail, then so be it. It's a long discussion, but the bottom line on it, Jay, is this. Our foreign policy is based on the fact that we don't want to look ourselves and our own problems in the face, in the mirror. We project our problems out and we tell other people how to solve their problems so we don't have to deal with what the problem is here at home.
Well, I really would like to get a sense of, and this includes myself in this, I'd like to get a sense of why it is that we seem to be so driven to be involved everywhere. When in reality... I'll go back to my original point. I mean, we wouldn't stand for it from anybody, but we don't stand for it from anybody else. Yet we think we can do it.
But, Jay, we can't solve our own problems. We're in such a state of denial about our own problems and our own inability to govern, to provide the things to people that they need. And, again, I'll use the example of Katrina. That you don't want, as a government official... or as a senator, representative, or president. You don't want the American people to really concentrate on the problems we have here at home.
Well, and it's also, let me tell you something else. We're also hung up on this at home, too. We're also hung up on this at home with other people, with each other's lives.
Yeah, but we don't fix our own. We tell somebody else what to do.
God, I'm talking too much like a libertarian, aren't I?
I think we both are.
We're going to be in trouble now. All right, thanks, man. Ralph, I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. A couple of lines open, 303-713-7600 on this Monday. Get off your half moons and tell us what you think about why it is we have this overwhelming compulsion to have to get involved in all kinds of other countries' business. And yet we can't straighten up our own stuff. Oh, and then we do it too in our own lives. Here's John in Longmont. John, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
By the way, thanks for having that interviewee on. He was quite insightful, though I do disagree with a lot of the things that he says. I think that...
What parts do you disagree with Professor Schroer on?
Well, like his comment about Darfur and some of the things. There are certain things that you just can't sit on the sidelines for. The difference is that we seem to, in this country, have forgotten what diplomacy is in foreign policy. We're looking for the black and white and everything, and it's a very gray world. He also made a comment about us being involved in population issues. And there are certain mega trend things like global warming and population increases interweaved with global warming. It actually can threaten the existence of humanity.
But I think his point on both of those about Darfur and also about population is that we run a big double standard in that we tell all these other folks what to do, yet we don't take the resources and the priorities and the time to straighten this stuff up in our own house.
I totally agree there. And what my point that I was going to make is that we have to look at it in terms of working with other countries in an international perspective and in a common way to attack these problems, not only at home, but also in the world. But we can't do it alone. We can't go in and just think we're the cowboys riding in and with a slice of the sword or a shot of the gun, we're going to solve these problems. They're not things that can be solved that way. And we have to be involved. And the thing with Darfur, too, I don't know that we should be going and sacrificing our American children over there in Darfur, but we should certainly be involved in trying to do something to eliminate that tragedy that's going on there. And so what we really need is people who really understand diplomacy and also how to deal with these kind of issues on the international stage, and we just don't have that with this current president, and we need to get people in to those positions that do know that.
Well, there's no question Darfur is a huge tragedy, but also what about the problems internally here that are not going to get confronted?
Absolutely. It sickens me when I look at what's going on now, but a lot of it is because of just sheer denial on the part of people who are in office. And I have to point a finger at a lot of the religious right in terms of what's going on here and in terms of population control and things like that, because you know they're turning a blind eye to the damaging things about what their policies are.
Well, I agree 100%. All right, let me ask you something really quick here. Does it really matter what kind of government is going on in Tehran? Does it really matter what kind of government would evolve in Baghdad as long as they would do business with us and not threaten us? Do we really care what they're doing?
I think we do, but the difference is, do we care or do we just turn a blind eye to it and do business with them, or do we actually go in and start meddling in the affairs of that country and turn it into a situation where they resent us? And that's where diplomacy is. You can encourage, and you can positively encourage through monetary policy and other things in other countries. When you get to the point where you're doing things that are destructive, you're supporting others that would try to take down that government and those types of things, now you're turning a corner into doing something that ultimately will come back to haunt you. And that's what we've done in the past.
All right, John. Thanks, man. Very well spoken.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour here. AM 760, Progressive Talk Traffic. Now with Gina.
Stay before Monday. It's busy, but we're not seeing any major issues. At least we're free of collisions on our highways. Definitely seeing heavier traffic now across Westminster if you're on eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, Federal toward I-25. Same for eastbound 6 getting out of Lakewood. You'll run into those slowdowns as usual around Sheridan toward that I-25 merge. And a lot of traffic now into downtown southbound I-25, 58th to Spear. Weather outlook today, you can expect a partly sunny day. We'll get some rain showers throughout the day and into the evening. High of 88, low of 63. Right now, cloudy and 64. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Regional Air Quality Council urges you to take care of our summer air. You can reduce ozone pollution by...
Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. But with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-7227. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Is a big thing. Preventive medicine is a big thing. I was having a conversation with a guy over the weekend about this. A lot of us don't think we have anything to worry about with a heart attack because we think we're healthy. But, you know, really, you need to consider this. Think again. 62% of heart attacks occur in individuals with zero or a one risk factor. How many times have you heard, oh, he dropped dead of a heart attack? Well, I didn't think there was anything wrong with him. Remember that? Well, for 50% of men and 64% of women who die from heart disease, the first symptom is a fatal event. 150,000 Americans each year die from their first symptom of heart disease. Now, I'm not trying to stir up paranoia. I'm just trying to get you to be smart. So you owe it to your family to do what you can do to ensure you are around for them. Get a heart scan. It doesn't take long, and it's important to have it done. Mary has had it done.
I had a virtual colonoscopy, and it was easy. Front Range Preventive Imaging has the technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is the best non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks in only 10 short minutes. There's no needles, there's no drugs, there's no injection, and there's no pain. The EBT heart scan provides you with life-saving information about your heart's health. So, get in front of the game, not behind it. Call right now, Front Range Preventive Imaging, and make an appointment and get this done. 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. I'm going to give you the number one more time because this is really important. 303-443-SCAN. Maybe I'll give it to you one more time. 303-443-SCAN. Please call now. Take care of this now. You know what? You owe it to yourself and you owe it to your loved ones, and it's just a must-do. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging. Call them today.
Announcing the exclusive SpeeVac 2020 Lifetime LASIK Commitment. That's right. A lifetime 2020 LASIK commitment by the name Colorado has trusted for more than 25 years. SpeeVac 2020 LASIK. If you're considering LASIK, call 303-C2020 today and take advantage of our exclusive SpeeVac 2020 Lifetime LASIK commitment. And here's the best news of all. In addition to a 2020 lifetime commitment, our advanced blade-free custom view LASIK procedure also comes with a $1,000 savings. It's just our way of saying thank you, Colorado, for helping SpeeVac 2020 LASIK become Colorado's most trusted name in vision. With our $1,000 savings, our SpeeVac 2020 lifetime commitment, and the unsurpassed safety of blade-free interlace technology, isn't it time you said yes to LASIK? It's as simple as calling 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020 or online at SpeeVac.com.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, 756, 56 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of a thunderstorms. High today, 91. Why do we feel like we have to get involved everywhere and anywhere? American foreign policy, why? I mean, do you really care what goes on in Tehran? All right, let's go to Donna in Inglewood. Donna, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. My phone is being tapped, so...
Your phone is being tapped?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because I know.
Well, how do you know?
Well, if you look the... You go to Bush's... what's his name? Rove? He would have transcripts of it.
Why would he have transcripts of it? What are you saying that they need to be listening?
No, it's just that when you answered, the phone went,
I see. But that's to notify you that you're on the air.
Oh, okay. But anyway, I'm calling because your topic is on how Americans have compulsion to get involved with other cultures.
Right.
Yeah, well, my opinion is the reason why Americans have and the compulsion to get involved in other cultures is due to greed. I think Americans are just plain out greedy. And that's why my phone is tapped. And that's a long story there.
You really believe your phone is tapped, don't you?
Yeah, I know it is.
Well, how do you know?
How do I know?
Yeah.
That's a long story.
Well, I've got 20 seconds. Try me.
Well, I'd rather not go into it. It's kind of personal.
Well, have you been doing things that have been subversive?
No. It's just something that happened 30 years ago and being an unwed mother and different things like that.
You had anything to drink this morning?
No.
No?
No.
No? You don't think so?
Why would you say that?
Just kind of wonder.
No.
Sobriety is in question. All right.
Sobriety is in question?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Donna. I appreciate the call. Okay.
Before you buy it, we know when you try it, you'll buy it because it works. What is it? It's Lovido. L-O-V-I-D-O. Energizing and invigorating hundreds and thousands of satisfied customers in Europe. Now available in the U.S. for the first time with this exclusive free offer. Improve the quality of your life, elevate your energy level, increase your stamina, and most importantly, boost your sex life. We'll give you a number to call to receive a 15-day supply of Lovido for free. Lovido is an all-natural supplement containing our patented blend of synergistic ingredients clinically proven to boost physical, mental, and sexual energy. Don't let age stop you from living life to the fullest. Call now and feel the power of Lovido. You will not be disappointed. Call 1-866-4-LOVIDO now and receive a 15-day supply of Lovido for free. That's 1-866-4-LOVIDO. Just take care of the shipping and handling. 1-866-4-LOVIDO. Supplies are limited. Call 1-866-4-LOVIDO.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapane. American weapons. Are they being used against American troops in Iraq? Live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Frank, congressional investigators say the Defense Department can't account for 110,000 AK-47 rifles and 80,000 pistols issued to Iraqi security forces. Also missing in action, 115,000 helmets and 135,000 items of body armor. Rachel Stoll at the Center for Defense Information.
Perhaps they're stolen, perhaps they're sold, and they may end up in the hands of insurgents or criminals.
This report says records are incomplete or missing and that the Pentagon hasn't even determined which accountability procedures apply. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
While the search for more victims continues, crews are starting to remove wreckage from the site of the Minneapolis bridge collapse. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The debris removal is getting underway, but they still don't have any clues into why this bridge collapsed.
We don't, and I'm troubled by that.
Mayor R.T. Ryback tells the CBS Early Show he's frustrated by the lack of attention paid to this country's infrastructure.
Stop and think about what this means when a bridge falls down in rush hour in a major American city. And people across this country rightfully have a reason to ask whether we have our priorities straight.
Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Minneapolis.
Overseas, American troops in Iraq have detained tens of thousands of insurgents, criminals, and other suspected troublemakers. Major General Douglas Stone says most have been rehabilitated and released. 90% of them have not been a problem again for American and Iraqi forces.
We're going to be working to reintegrate these guys. That's our primary purpose. We're not going to leave that problem to Iraq.
A state of emergency is in effect in Montana, where large wildfires are burning out of control. One 18,000-acre blaze northeast of Missoula has inched within a mile of a residential area. Governor Brian Schweitzer has some advice for people living in 200 homes threatened by those flames.
You need to protect yourself, your pets, open the gates, let the livestock loose, and say a prayer.
Erratic winds are spreading a 12,000-acre wildfire on Michigan's Upper Peninsula. It was like a Britney Spears moment for the president of France. Nicolas Sarkozy lost his temper when two news photographers who were staked out in a boat near his New Hampshire vacation spot. Vince DeWitt says Sarkozy climbed into their boat and read them the riot act in French.
I felt a little threatened, yes, I've got to admit.
DeWitt and colleague Jim Cole don't speak French, so they have no idea what Sarkozy was saying. A magnitude 4 earthquake centered 100 miles southeast of Salt Lake City shook parts of Utah overnight. In early Wall Street trading, the market averages opened higher but gave back those gains in a matter of minutes, then began moving higher again. At the moment, the Dow Industrials are up 54 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is up 5.5. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, are you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Pump 4 is on. Go ahead and fill.
Don't get conservative on your summer travel plans because of high gas prices. Just get a Garmin and make every trip more efficient. Garmin's portable navigators put a world of maps and travel info at your fingertips. Tap the screen to look up restaurants, hotels, and attractions, and get voice-prompted directions.
Turn right on Broadway.
Some Garmin navigators even list gas prices and can route you to the station with the cheapest fill-up. Garmin, don't just get there, arrive.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. One man is dead after an accident on a runway at DIA. Spokesman Chuck Cannon says a member of a subcontractor crew was killed after being run over by a giant street sweeper type broom used on runways.
We had a rubber removal crew working out on the runway that removed the rubber from the aircraft tire.
The accident happened around 5 o'clock this morning. No flights have been delayed. A canine unit helped in the search over the weekend for that missing Grand Junction mother of three, Paige Bergfeld, last seen June 28th. She was reported missing 2 days later. Her burned-out car was found 3 days after that. Yesterday, the search dogs released near where her car was found led investigators to a nearby RV dealership where Lester Jones works. He's been described as a person of interest in the case of the missing escort. And jurors in the trial of a former University of Northern Colorado backup punter could start deliberations later this week. The trial of Mitch Kozat is set to resume this morning. He's fighting charges of attempted murder, one in an attack last September on starting punter Rafael Mendoza, whose job he was allegedly after. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, it's been a pretty easy ride across the metro area for a Monday, although we do have a stalled beer truck, center lane, southbound Santa Fe approaching Mississippi, so watch out through there. A wreck that they've been clearing up for a while, southbound Broadway at 7th, and pretty much the status quo on all of your other highways, although we're getting slow traffic now northbound I-25 through the bridges. Security wait time at DIA, 20 minutes. Weather outlook, partly sunny with scattered rain showers today and a high of 88. Currently, it's cloudy and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a spicy Southwest breakfast burrito, crispy jalapeno strips, and a creamy chipotle sauce together with fluffy eggs, sausage, and cheese in a warm flour tortilla. And don't forget, Sonic's now open at 6 a.m. and serves their full menu all day.
Get up to a $40 gift card by mail-in offer when you buy four select Goodyear tires. Or double your gift card up to $80 when you make your purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Plus, catch the Get There with a Winner tire sale. Offers end August 25th. Stop by one of your local Denver area Goodyear retailers and see what we can do for your vehicle. For details and location near you, call 1-877-GOODYEAR. Certain restrictions and conditions apply. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 8:07 minutes after 8 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of a thunderstorms, high today 91. It's kind of like a so-so day out there, but and it's also Monday, which makes it doubly rough. What is it about Mondays? But think about this. If you didn't have Mondays, then you have Tuesdays, and if you had Tuesdays, then what would end up happening is Tuesday would become Monday, and it wouldn't do you any good. So what good does it do? I've got a bunch of stuff here, and we're now 7 minutes after 8, and I'm beginning to... I don't know if we can get all this in. And then you always get in a situation where people say, why didn't you bring this up? Well, because I didn't have enough time. And that's one of the reasons. We need a 7 or 8 hour show, which doesn't play very well at...
Speak for yourself.
At 10 minutes after 6 on Monday morning when we're asking ourselves, why isn't it 10 o'clock yet? Oh, by the way, the cable's out. You notice that? We have no picture. I'm gonna bring something up about this. If you want to call and you want to respond, you want to say something, That's fine with me. You know, do it if you want to. I just don't want to be accused of not bringing it up. 303-713-7600. Because, why do I bring this up? Why do I say anything about Tom Tancredo? What is the point of saying anything about this guy? Really? Fellow Republicans repudiated Representative Tom Tancredo on Sunday over his controversial comments threatening to target Muslim holy sites as a deterrent to Islamic terrorism. During a Republican presidential debate from Drake University in Des Moines, Tancredo stood behind his two-year-old deterrent strategy, which created another international uproar this week when he raised it during the Iowa campaign stop. Tancredo has said he sees no other way to deter potential nuclear attack by Islamic terrorists except to threaten to destroy the Muslim holy sites of Mecca and Medina. Now, how's that going to stop anything? How does that make anything any better? Debate moderator George Stephanopoulos of ABC News' This Week program asked Tancredo to respond to the U.S. State Department's statement last week calling Tancredo's strategy reprehensible and absolutely crazy. Yes, the State Department, boy, when they start complaining about things, I say I feel a lot better about things. I say I'll tell you right now. And that answer doesn't make any sense. Tancredo said his first task of elected president would be to protect and defend this country. Well, that'd be everybody's task, whether you agree with them or you disagree with them. And that means to deter. And I want to underline deter. Any kind of aggression, especially the type we are threatened with by Al-Qaeda, which is a nuclear attack. On stage, Tancredo drew fire from another long-shot presidential contender, former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson. He said, I sincerely believe that bombing religious artifacts and religious holy sites would do nothing to but unify 1 billion Muslims against us. Which is exactly, you know, Tommy Thompson's not wrong about this. Like, why does Tom Tancredo think that's going to work? And it runs on the whole idea, and this goes on so much in this country, that everybody is the same. Like, there's a percentage of Islam that is radical in base and in nature. So does that mean that everybody who's a member of Islam is that way? No, of course not. But it would certainly be a massive recruiting tool for extremists. Because it would prove their theory that we're bad people and that we're bad folks and that what they're being told by extremists about us is definitely true. Also, how in the world does bombing Mecca or Medina, how does that affect Islamic radicalists who are hell-bent anyway on carrying out their warped mission? Regardless of what happens, all it does is it just gives them more justification for what they're thinking about doing. You know, I'm rapidly reaching a point here. And I don't know if you are too, but I'm rapidly reaching a point here where, you know, I really don't care whether you are a liberal or conservative or where you stand. There are just some things that are easy to see. that are easy to get, that are easy to understand. We're just based on your own feelings. Okay, let's look at America. The United States of America. Great country. We all agree on that? Best country in the world. I think most of us think that. Nice place to live. Some places are better than other places. Do we have bad people in this country? Do we have bad American citizens in this country? Lawbreakers, thugs, amoral people, bad people. Of course. We'd all agree that we do, right? Okay, does that mean that the majority of people living here are bad people? Now, if somebody tried to make that statement, you wouldn't stand for that for a minute. Neither would I. Because in our everyday lives, we come in contact with people. We never bother to ask them their religion. We never bother to ask them their politics. We never bother to ask them anything. But they're good people. Now, doesn't the law of averages dictate that you take any number of people, you're going to get somebody or a percentage of those folks that are going to be bad, that are not going to be good people? Of course. So, do you turn around and offend the 90% of good people because of the 5% of bad people? Does that work? Do you kill innocent people? So taken to its logical conclusion, how can anybody think that what Tom Tancredo is saying here, how can anybody think that what Terrible Tommy's saying, that it's right? The guy has obviously got a screw loose. I hate to say that, but he does. Tom Tancredo has got a screw loose. He's not playing with a full deck. Because what he proposes to do, and what he's standing behind here, is idiotic. Now, if there's anybody out there that thinks that it's not, pick up the phone and call me and tell me you don't think it is. I don't know how it is. And I really think the big problem that we make, and I'm sure people around the world do this too, because part of this is human nature, I think the big problem we make is this. We look at people and we put them all together in a group, and we go, they're all bad. They're all suspect. Well, wait a minute. What about those that are okay? That there's good and bad in everything. I don't understand why Tom Tancredo can't see this. Why can he not see this? Why are there people out there who support this guy and think that this is okay? I just don't get it. Now, I know there are those of you out there who honestly believe in your hearts and souls that all Muslims are bad. And I really don't know why you believe that. And I don't know why you subscribe to the theory that everybody is like everybody else when, you know, going back to the United States of America, which this country, as great as it is, we have bad people here. But are we all bad? No. Do you want other people to see us as being that way? Oh, look at this article in the paper over there in America. Look at all this gang violence. There's all this gang violence going on. Americans must all be members of gangs. That's ridiculous. You had somebody from another country say that to you, what would you say? You'd laugh, wouldn't you? Just amazes me. I'm amazed and awed by the world in general. I really am. I really am. And it gets crazier by the moment, doesn't it? All right, anybody want to comment on this? Because if you don't, I got other stuff to move on to. 303-713-7600. I got three open lines here, and if you want to get on and get off your half moons, maybe you think Tom Tancredo's right. But I think Tom Tancredo, and I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not a psychologist, but I think the guy has got a screw loose. Either that, or he's so horny to get attention, okay, that he's like an ugly man or a woman who will do anything to get anybody to look at him. No, really, John's laughing. Don't you think that's it?
That's a heck of an analogy.
No, but it is. It's true. It's true. I mean, how attention-starved can one person...
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs. All makes and models. Foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
We've got a stalled truck that's blocking the center lane there. Weather outlook today, partly sunny. We're going to get those scattered rain showers, though, throughout the day and a high of 88. Looks like clouds for the most part tonight with a low of 63. And currently it's overcast, 65 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
There's still time to make summer memories at Elitch Gardens. Go for a soaking ride on the all-new Rip Curl. Hang out in Hook's Lagoon. Or take a spin on Twister 2. Get your discount tickets today at ElitchGardens.com. That's ElitchGardens.com.
Hey, 20 minutes after 8 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thank you to everybody who came out to the Adams County Fair on Saturday. We were there between noon and 4 at the Rockies booth and had a great time. We were there with Shagman and Officer Odell, and thanks to everybody. We passed out tons of It's Your Country, It's Your Flag, too, bumper stickers, and really enjoyed visiting with all of you. And Rockies Autos is more than just a car dealership. They are people who are concerned about the community, and that's one of the reasons why they get involved in so many great things, like the Adams County Fair and their big Operation Turkey thing that they do at Thanksgiving, Operation Freebird. And it's one of the reasons why I recommend them, not only because they're good people, but also because you get big savings. They have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. And people always ask me, first thing they ask me, did you get that car at Rockies? And we got Mary's car at Rockies, and we really like it. And it was a lifesaver last winter. So whatever you're looking for, Rockies has got it. They got matching down incentive going on, and great folks to talk to, like Tom and Marvell Shearer, Colby Harris, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Freddie Labrato, Juan Adolph. Folks out there really, really try hard to make you happy. See their selection of over 700 vehicles at RockiesAutos.com on the internets, or get out there and see them. They're open tonight until 9. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
The president is jawboning the Dems over the wireless eavesdropping program. Will they get it done? He also says they shouldn't even go on vacation until they do. Are we properly investing in America's infrastructure after the bridge failure in Minnesota? New poll out there says that the majority of Americans are ready for a third party, and only 18% of Americans trust anybody in the media. We'll take your calls and have the latest news Monday on the Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, 22 minutes after 8. Tom Tancredo, politician, problem child. Does a guy need attention that bad? I guess he does. That he stands by this idea that the only deterrent there is out there, or one of the deterrents, he sees no other way to deter potential nuclear attacks by Islamic terrorists except to threaten to destroy Muslim holy sites like Mecca and Medina. Come on. Does anybody think that's a good idea? 303-713-7600. What's up with this guy? Also, what's up with the people who support him? And also, How's that going to deter anything? How's that work? I don't know. You tell me. Kurt, Denver, you're on AM 760.
Hello. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
Hey, I just sort of an analogy I'd like to ask that, Tom. During the 70s and 80s, we had some terrible terrorist attacks on England by the Irish Republican Army. You know, blowing up bombs women and children and car bombs and terrible slaughter.
Yeah, absolutely. And
I wonder if Tancredo thinks it would have been an appropriate response by the British government to have bombed the Vatican.
That would be because they're Catholic based. That would be a very interesting question, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. The IRA were devout Catholics and devout nationalists who believed in their cause. Would it have deterred them if you had carpet bombed the Vatican City? So we should ask Tom that, I think. I'm guessing what his answer would be.
What do you think it'd be?
Well, that his church is right and everyone else is wrong, so it's okay if he does what he wants.
Doesn't it ever just blow your mind?
Yeah, except the thing is
that he comes up with this stuff and that there are people out there who go, oh, that sounds good.
That's because he's not crazy. He's depressingly ordinary, of average intelligence.
you don't think he's got a screw loose?
Well, no more so than millions of other people in the world.
Yeah, but the only difference is millions of other people in the world aren't sitting in the U.S. Congress.
Exactly, and that's the
fact. Or running for the presidency.
Yes, exactly. We need to be ashamed of ourselves in Colorado. We didn't work harder. So that's all I got. I'd like to ask him that, and I'll probably email him and ask him. I doubt he'll respond, but, you know.
No, you won't get an answer.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, man. Have a good day.
You too. Yeah, Tom, what about that? Should the British have bombed the Vatican? Tom sees no other deterrent to Islamic radicalism. How about this? How about if we just minded our own business? Let's go to Polly in Denver. Polly, you're on AM 760.
Hello, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Jay. Listen, I've called several times and this is the first time I've been on, so I'm really pleased to have this opportunity to talk to you. I love your program.
No, thanks.
And I think that Tom Tancredo is just out for fame and glory. You know, he's made a ton of money on his extremist positions, and I think that's the reason he does it. And, of course, he's gotten lots of national attention, and so he's, you know, that's why he's doing it. I can't believe that he honestly believes what he says. I just think he's you know, just using first of all, the immigration issue, and now it's, you know, other issues. He uses the extremist position in order to get fame and glory and money.
But there are people apparently out there who agree with him because, look, he keeps getting reelected and he's got a national stage now.
I have a funny feeling that a lot of folks in his district, you know, because his district is so overwhelmingly Republican, they just vote, you know, they just push the Republican button without thinking. But I suspect that now that they get to know him as president, I'm hopeful that he will have a harder time getting reelected to Congress. He certainly isn't going to get elected to the presidency or even come close to the nomination. Because he does represent such a small, small segment of our society. I can't believe that large number of Americans are filled with as much hate as he spews.
I don't know, but there are people out there who think that it works, that it would work. I don't understand just logic-wise how they think it would work. Wouldn't it galvanize galvanize most members of Islam against us?
Well, of course it would. Of course it does. And that's what's been happening. You know, we had this whole war going into Iraq has mobilized, the extremist terrorists, so to speak, the extremist Muslim element. And, you know, what startles me is when people like Tancredo, you know, fan the flames of fear, or people like the current president fan the flames of fear in order to get people afraid of things. You know, it's fear, as FDR said, the greatest thing we have to fear is fear itself. If we weren't so darn scared, that's what blows my mind. We are the strongest, most powerful nation in the world, and we seem to be the most scared. You know, why in the world are we so afraid of talking to people that we don't, you know, that we obviously can overpower, like our, you know, you talk to your enemies in order, that's diplomacy, you know, to solve your problems. You might does not win. You have to talk to people. You know, you always use diplomacy to solve a problem. You don't just use, you know, the weapons of war and go in and try to take somebody out first. That's ridiculous. All you do there is create martyrs.
No, very, very true. Thanks, Polly. I appreciate it. Good call.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate the opportunity.
You bet. All right. Maybe we'll talk to you again. 303-713-7600. Anybody want to explain to me why this logic appeals to some people out there? The idea that the only way to stop Islamic extremism is to bomb Mecca or Medina. Even people in the Republican Party, even other candidates, think that this is a stupid idea. But Tancredo is among the second-tier presidential contenders, hoping to gain momentum with surprising showings in Iowa and a GOP straw poll coming up. And once again, I'm not even talking standard politics here, because I don't care whether you're on the right or the left. I want to know, since when is this strategically a good idea to even make statements like this? Aren't you validating what those out there who don't like us, aren't you validating what they say about us? I mean, why would you lump everybody together? Yeah, why do we do that in this country? Anybody have any ideas about that? How come we don't look at people as just as individuals? What do we lump them together in groups for? It's this group identity thing. Never have understood that. 303-713-7600. It's 8:30 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
All right, we've got stop-and-go conditions southbound I-25 right around Yale. Watch out for that. It's due to a crash. You can expect, in fact, those delays to kick in right at the Emerson Street Bridge. Also got a problem on eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike between Pecos and I-25. Looks like someone changing a tire there, causing some delays. And a truck stalled in the center lane southbound Santa Fe approaching Mississippi. Weather outlook today, you can expect a partly sunny day with scattered rain showers and a high of 88. Currently, cloudy and 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shelter Insurance, proudly providing affordable auto, home, and life insurance to Colorado customers. Find the Colorado...
You know what's weird? I just signed up for Progressive Car Insurance and saved an extra $50 because I did it online, but their website couldn't be simpler. Maybe if they had one of those sites where your wife ends up telling you to stop yelling at the computer, you're frightening the children, I'd be like, okay, Progressive, you totally owe me $50 for that ordeal, but no, you sign up, it's easy, you save $50.
Go to Progressive.com, sign up online and save an extra $50. Progressive, it's about you and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
I heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Program is calling the Mortgage Store. They're dedicating $35 million to a bailout fund to help homeowners with adjustable rate mortgages going out of control. Get rid of that adjustable loan and all your other debt, and get the security of one new low fixed payment and no payments for up to 90 days. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company. They're a direct lender, and they can close your loan fast. They approve their own loans, so they can say yes, even if you've been turned down elsewhere. So discover how much money you could be saving every single month. There's a limited amount of money available, and it's not going to last long. So call now. 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
With the greatest lineup of Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge vehicles ever, an exciting new era begins. Introducing the new Chrysler. Get ready for the next 100 years. A new era. The new Chrysler. Now.
Life can get busy, especially during the summer, but just an hour of your time every couple of months can save lives when you give blood. 4,350 donors are needed each week to meet the needs of the community. Life can get busy, but giving blood is easy. So spend a little time this summer with Bonfils Blood Center. Donate before September 8th and receive a Bonfils water bottle. Call 303-363-2300 or visit bonfils.org. Live, give with Bonfils Blood Center.
I heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on am760 Progressive Talk
and am760.net.
Jimmy!
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a jumper to the thief.
Can't we get rid of Content Credo? Cause I can't get no relief. 8:35, 35 minutes after the hour. High today, 91. Chance of thunderstorms, 30%. Tom Tancredo, he stands behind his statement about bombing Mecca and Medina. And I know some people out there are going, oh, my God, there he is. There's that guy again on that terrible left-wing radio station, and he's picking on Tom Tancredo because he's left-wing and he's got bias and he's got an agenda. No, you know what? I don't care. If this were a Democrat, if this were somebody on the left who was saying this, I think they're nuts, too. I think Tancredo has got, like, a screw loose. I really do. Bob, Colorado Springs, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. From Colorado Springs, I'm an agnostic, one of the few down here. But, you know, I look at just about all, foreign policy or public policy based on religion as somewhat irrational. And, I suspect that's what Tancredo is doing. Politicians in general will pander to the voters to, you know, try to make the voters think that, you know, they're one of them, and, you know, every politician has to come out and pronounce some kind of religious values or what they'll do based on their religion, and Tancredo probably went over the edge of it on this one.
Well, how would anybody think that this would be a successful solution to any kind of a problem?
Well, you know, I saw a poster not too long ago that had George W. Bush, winner of the Al-Qaeda Recruiting Award for the year 2006, and if Tancredo became president and bombed Mecca, he would get the award for the Al-Qaeda recruiting. You know, it's, you know, you kick the hornet's nest, but you don't really have a solution to how to get rid of the hornets. This would, you know, just stir up, like you said, unite all Muslims, even moderate Muslims that would come out against us. We can't base our foreign policy on stuff like this.
It's just bizarre. I use that word too much, but I really don't care. I don't care where you stand, Republican, Democrat, Independent. Whatever. How does anybody think this is like a good idea?
Well, how does anyone justify, doing something based on what their God tells him? I mean, you know, one of the examples.
Well, I don't even think he makes that claim, though, does he?
Well, I would suspect that he's, you know, trying to castigate that other God out there that those other people believe in. And one of the examples that I like to use, and it applies, you know, to, you know, probably many members of the listening audience out there, of, you know, of all the gods, all of the thousands of gods that have been invented by man since the beginning of time, I, as an agnostic, happen to believe in one less of them than you do or the audience does. And, you know, when you look at it in that perspective, that, you know, why are, you know, someone can say, why are my religious beliefs more valid than someone else's when there's really no factual evidence for any of them other than, you know, we want to believe. And so, you know, to castigate the Muslims because of what their beliefs are and what they want to do is just about as irrational as, you know, any other statement based on strictly on a religious value.
Well, I think basically all most Muslims want to do are what most Christians want to do, what most Jews want to do, what most everybody else wants to do, which is they just want to be left alone, and they want to just get along.
Yeah, absolutely. They want their children to have a better life than they had, and for many in Muslim countries, that is going to be a real challenge because it'll be difficult.
I just think Tancredo's got a screw loose. So I think.
Well, I don't know. I kind of agree with your former caller that said, unfortunately, he's just absolutely normal.
No, I don't think he is normal because I don't think most people think that way. If most people thought that way, then he'd be the front runner.
Yeah,
most people don't think that way.
Well, he's absolutely normal, but he's on the fringe on many values. But you know, he's probably.
No, I disagree. I reject that. I don't think he's normal.
Well,
I don't think he's normal. I don't. I think there are Republicans out there, and if we had more of them listening, I think they would call in and they would tell you that they don't agree with that and that they think he's nuts.
Well, I think more people ought, you know, like you said, more people ought to look at who they're electing other than if it's got a R or a D behind the name when they go to pull the lever in the voting booth.
I agree. Vote for the best person. Bob, thanks, man.
Yes.
Appreciate it. No, I don't think he's normal. Oh, by the way, here's Tancredo's original statement.
Are things that you could threaten to do before something like that happens, and then you may have to do afterwards that are quite draconian.
Such as?
Well, what if you said something like, you know, if this happens in the United States and we determine that it is the result of extremist fundamentalist Muslims, you know, you could take out their holy sites.
You're talking about bombing Mecca.
Yeah.
Notice, too, how he thinks before he gives the answer. Well, isn't that amazing? That absolutely amazing. Jason and Erie. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Good. So, I couldn't agree more about how inane that Tancredo's suggestion of bombing Mecca is. And the only thing I could say about it is, you know, is it any surprise that he keeps getting reelected by a population that put W back in the White House for another 4 years?
Even if you believe that Bush was a better presidential choice than John Kerry, You'd have to be insane to endorse that position that he's taking.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, segueing from one stupid Republican to another, I don't know if you certainly probably heard Giuliani's speech and how he's touting, or he's saying that if we elect a Democratic president that we're going to be more susceptible to a terrorist attack. And Keith Olbermann, I was cruising around YouTube yesterday, and Keith Olbermann just very poignantly and very articulately just destroys Giuliani on that and you know, likens him to McCarthy and Robespierre. And I think a lot of listeners who agree with the things that you're saying would really enjoy seeing that on YouTube.
Yeah, I remember Olbermann talking about that, and I remember seeing that. And, that's, you know, Giuliani's whole life and whole campaign and everything else is wrapped up in his myth that he's created about 9/11, so he has nothing else to talk about. So that's what he talks about. I mean, that's his whole thing. Well, that's kind of like Tancredo. I mean, Tancredo's whole thing is wrapped up in illegal immigration, with this is kind of a sidecar, and that's what they talk about. And they don't because they don't have anything else to talk about. They've got basically nothing else going for them.
Absolutely.
Really?
Another scary thing is looking at Giuliani's income before and after 9/11, and how much he's cashed in on such a, you know, the worst tragedy of our lifetime.
Yeah, I have no respect for him. I absolutely agree. Okay, thanks, Jason.
Great, thank you.
All right. Here's Clay in Broomfield, who's a Republican, says I'm missing the point. Okay, Clay, you're on. Explain it to me.
Well, my point is that what he said as a statement as here's a deterrent, that's a factual statement. Whether or not we agree morally or ethically that we should bomb Mecca is not really what I think you should be debating. It should be more of a debate of, okay, we've got some Islamic fundamentalists that are extreme. How do we deter them? Tom came up with a deterrent, which I wouldn't morally agree with, but instead of focusing on that,
yeah,
why
but,
don't
wait,
we
but wait, wait a minute, wait a minute. Number, a couple of things here. Number one, how is it a deterrent when, in the end, it would galvanize more people than it would deter? And number two, the deterrent is we have to find them, those that are intent on doing us harm, and we have to kill them. And if you were listening to the 7 to 7:20 portion of the show, I had on Professor Michael Schroyer, who spent 18 years hunting bin Laden with the CIA, and we covered all of that ground about what options we have and what options we don't have. The fact is that this statement fails any test of logic. It's an insane statement for a legislator to make.
Well, I don't think it's insane. I think it's
cruel. But what's sane about it? What's sane about it?
Because you're dealing with, in my opinion, you're dealing with anyone that says, because based on their religion, we're going to go kill people, okay, whether it's a Christian or Islamic person, then you're already dealing with an insane mentality.
Okay, but would you agree with me that radical Islam only represents a small faction of Muslims in the world today? Or do you believe that Muslims in the world today are all like Al-Qaeda?
Well, you can never say all, but I wouldn't say it's small. I would say it's probably closer to 30% or 40%.
All right. So let's say it's 30% or 40%. However, the last survey that I saw, which was out a couple of weeks ago, indicated that the majority of Muslims polled do not favor Al Qaeda and are growing rapidly tired of all of the violence. But let's just say you're right. Okay, what about those that are left out of that 30% or 40% who don't feel that way? Now, do you think?
Wait a minute.
Do you think that if you bombed their holy site or either of their holy sites, would they A, welcome it, or would they B, be galvanized against you?
Well, absolutely, they'd be galvanized against.
Well, then that's why this statement fails the logic test, and it's insanity. It makes no sense.
Well, but you have to look back at history. When the Russians were going to put missiles into Cuba, we bluffed them into, not really bluffed, because it really the statement we made was we're going to nuke you.
No, John Kennedy never said that. And if he said that, I defy you to go tell me where it is.
Okay.
Where is
it? I don't have that handy.
It's not. John Kennedy never. John Fitzgerald Kennedy nor anybody associated with him never used terms like "we will nuke you." He never spoke. He never spoke irrationally like that when we were that close.
All right. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll research that and I'll call back to the show and I'll tell you where the reference is. And My reference is not verbatim, of course. The reference is in general.
Okay, but
what we were going to do.
Even if you know, and he spoke in broad terms of deterrence, but even so, that doesn't match up with the current situation. Those are not the same conditions. Those are not the same situations.
Right, because at that point, we weren't dealing with an irrational government. When you're talking about terrorism in itself is irrational, and that's the problem. It's more
but
about,
not everybody, you know what you do? Okay, let's try what Kurt said earlier. You're familiar with the IRA, aren't you?
Yes.
They're Catholics, right?
Correct.
Okay, it'd be the same thing as the British saying, look, as a deterrent against the IRA, we're going to bomb the Vatican.
Yes.
You think that makes sense?
No, I don't. I'm just telling you, it's still a deterrent.
How is it a deterrent when the majority of Catholics in the world would then be galvanized against the British for destroying one of their holy sites when you've got Catholics living in Denver, Colorado, and you've got Catholics living in Des Moines, Iowa, who are not involved and do not support the IRA? How is that a deterrent?
Well, like I told you, I didn't agree with that deterrent. I wouldn't agree with
that. Don't characterize, if you don't agree with it, then don't characterize it as being something that it's not. It's an insane statement because it views everybody as being the same, and everybody is not the same.
Absolutely. That's a true statement.
Okay, then stop saying that it is insane when it's an insane, small-minded, pinhead point of view.
Well, I would agree with that statement, too, but it still is a deterrent.
It's not a deterrent. How do you figure it's a deterrent? I'm loathe to understand how you would think that's a deterrent.
Well, because, for instance...
All right, let me try this. What religion are you?
I'm a Christian.
Okay. There are radical Christians in the world.
Absolutely, and they cause a lot of pain
and
suffering.
As a deterrent, should I then bomb Jerusalem? Should I bomb the place where Christ was born? Would that make you angry? Would that make you angry, or would that make
absolutely.
You supportive?
It would make me angry. But if I was a Christian, in not just in word but in theory, then you know I have to turn the other cheek. I mean, there's.
Oh, yeah. Please, goodbye. Thanks. Jeez. 8:51 traffic, Gina.
Still dealing with stop-and-go traffic southbound I-25 between the Emerson Street Bridge and Yale, so just watch out for that. That is the area to avoid right now if you can. We had a crash on those southbound lanes right near Yale. Have a tire changer on the ramp from eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike to southbound I-25. That's causing delays for you now back to Pecos. We're still dealing with that stalled truck in the center lane southbound Santa Fe approaching Mississippi. Weather outlook today looks like we'll have partly sunny skies, but we'll get some rain showers throughout the day and into the evening. High of 88, tonight low of 63, and looks like tomorrow more of the same. Right now, cloudy and 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Just accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers.
This is what I use to help me lose the weight.
What?
This. NanoSlim. That little blue micro tablet. The smallest weight loss solution.
How many of those NanoSlim micro tablets did you have to take to lose the weight?
Just one a day with diet and exercise.
One?
One.
One?
One.
There's only one thing more amazing than the size of a NanoSlim weight loss tablet, and that's the powerful results you can get. Get new NanoSlim, enormously powerful, impossibly small, at Supercenters, GNC, Walgreens, and stores everywhere. Results will vary. Read label before use.
Conservatives out there, you create that what if.
Weekdays at 1 on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Give me a break!
Experience the thrill of BCS Big 12 Division I college football as your team, the Colorado Buffaloes, take on Florida State, Miami of Ohio, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska, all at Folsom Field, Buffalo Territory, where you can buy the best premium seats in college football. CUCSU tickets for the Rocky Mountain Showdown are on sale also. So hurry. Call 303-49-BUFFS or log on to CUBUFFS.com to purchase University of Colorado football tickets today.
Hey, I wish I had a voice like that. Okay, it's 8:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Hot off the presses, Denver's number one street atlas from Mapsco is now available. And to celebrate this new edition, when you visit the Mapsco store at 8th and Lincoln, tell them J. Marvin said to use the promotion code MAPS4ME. Go in there and say MAPS4ME, and everything will be 30% off. for the first 50 customers. 30% off everything in the store. If you just go in there and say, Maps for me. This year, Mapsco has gone all out. Over 5,200 updates, revisions, and additions. Hundreds of miles of new streets. 17 new pages just to cover Denver's new growth areas. You know, sometimes you may learn the hard way. Those online maps are just not as accurate as Mapsco's street atlas. In fact, online maps might get you close, but Mapsco will get you there. Mapsco also has the most complete selection of maps for recreation and all your favorite outdoor Colorado activities. For instance, the new Roads of Colorado features detailed maps of every peak, valley, and back road in Colorado. Mapsco maps are the most accurate, most current, and most trusted. Check out Mapsco, 8th and Lincoln, or at fine retailers throughout Denver, or you can do it online at mapsco.com. Don't forget to use the code words MAPS for me, and everything is 30% off.
Everyone has dreams of being filthy, stinking rich. Best-selling author and millionaire maker Laura Langmire is your guide out of the quagmire of debt and into the oasis of financial freedom.
We're the first and only company who has millionaires as your coach.
Get off your lazy assets and let Laurel teach you how to create your own wealth cycle.
There's so many different things you can do to create more money in your life.
People like you seeking financial freedom are achieving millionaire status learning from Laura Langmire.
Your chances of success are so superior to any other program in the country.
Call now for your free Millionaire Maker book and Extreme Money Makeover CD and do something about your future.
What kind of life do you want to create? What kind of cash machine do you want to create?
Don't be jealous of the wealthy. Be the wealthy.
We don't have any judgment on where you've been, but we're going to take you where you want to go.
Call now for this limited time offer. Both the book and CD are absolutely free. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 1-800-281-9193. 800-281-9193. 800-281-9193.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
There are things that you could threaten to do before something like that happens, and then you may have to do afterwards that are quite draconian.
Such as?
Well, what if you said something like, you know, if this happens in the United States, and we determine that it is the result of extremist fundamentalist Muslims, you know, you could take out their holy sites.
You're talking about bombing Mecca.
Yeah.
Sure. Tom Tancredo. Insane. 8:56. Dr. Strangelove. 8:56. 56 minutes after the hour. Chance of thunderstorms. High today 91. AM 760, progressive talk, and then over the weekend he said that he stood by those statements. Isn't that refreshing? Let's go to Christopher in Thornton. Christopher, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. Well, listen, the thing that I called to add, you were pretty much brought it up and maybe even exhausted it in the last conversation. I don't know. But all I was going to say was that I think Tancredo, I think that what he's saying is based on two premises. One, that Muslims value their holy sites and therefore they would sort of cease terrorism in order to protect them. The second premise being all Muslims are terrorists. And so, you know, putting those into the calculus, the conclusion is threatening to bomb Mecca will deter terrorism. Well, the problem is that the second premise is false, that all Muslims aren't terrorists. Now, I don't know if he himself has that particular ignorance or not. But if he doesn't, then I think that he's trying to appeal to people who do. So that's what I think his calculus is. So I just wanted to add that.
I think it's very interesting that you bring this up. I wonder if he does have that point of view. I wonder if he believes that all Muslims are the same. I wonder if he believes that all Mexicans are the same. I wonder if he believes that everybody's the same. I wonder if he just thinks that, I mean, that's how he views the world. How myopic is that?
Well, I'm totally nodding my head, Jay, as you're saying this. I wonder the same thing. I really would like to know him and you know, a lot of other politicians who, you know, bring up boogeymen like Mexicans or, you know, Muslims or, you know, try to create boogeymen out of people by demonizing people, if they really think it or not. I don't know. I wish I knew.
Yeah, I think he's a prejudiced pimp. That's what I think he is. Christopher, thanks, man.
Okay, bye.
See ya. Yeah, Tommy Tancredo, prejudice pimp. You live in his congressional district? Oh, boy, aren't you privileged. Whew. All right, coming up, we'll talk about wiretaps Alberto Gonzalez, and the battle to remain free citizens.
Randy Rhodes.
The National Intelligence Estimate, the whole beginning of it is, you know, who we are, what we do, how we did it. And you know what? Osama bin Laden is still the problem. Go get him.
Catch Randy Rhodes weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The facts are shocking. A government report spelling out the loss of 190,000 weapons given to Iraqi security forces. They've gone missing. The Pentagon says it can't account for them. And that raises the possibility they're being used to attack Americans.
They take those weapons home and perhaps they're stolen, perhaps they're sold, perhaps they're taken by force. And they may end up in the hands of insurgents or criminals.
Rachel Stoll, a senior analyst at the Center for Defense Information, says pistols and AK-47s are among the missing weapons. In the northern city of Tal Afar today, a suicide truck bomber has struck, killing at least 28 people. Local officials say 19 children were among the victims. In Minneapolis, the collapsed bridge recovery effort has moved into a new phase. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick has the story.
The debris removal process will be slow and complicated. Mayor R.T. Ryback tells the CBS Early Show they have to be sensitive to the fact that victims may still be in the water and their families will be watching.
The family members are obviously going through remarkable grief.
Some of the relatives of the missing met with divers to get a better understanding of what they're up against in the search for their loved ones. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Minneapolis.
Well, state of emergency is in effect in Montana, where a wildfire has blackened 28 square miles, forcing people out of at least 200 homes. Rose Davis of the Northern Rockies Coordination Center says Montana's terrain isn't helping hotshots battle the blaze.
The problem that we're having all over Montana is that we've got a lot of very rugged country and unbroken stands of trees, and it makes it very difficult for firefighters to get a line around them.
Louisville police are searching for a pair of bank robbers who got away after wounding bank employees today. Officer Phil Russell.
They did receive cash. Shots were fired. Two employees were wounded, one with non-life-threatening injuries, and the other is in serious condition at University Hospital.
And the FBI is involved in the investigation. Its motto is all the news that's fit to print. And starting today, all that news is fitting into a smaller format. The New York Times has trimmed its width by nearly an inch and a half, which will mean about $10 million in savings on newsprint each year. Robert Thompson of Syracuse University says part of the reason is to streamline production and
adapting size to a more easily consumed format for those people who are still reading papers in print is equally as important.
Well, it was a wild ride for investors last week, and many analysts are predicting it's not going to settle down in the days ahead. Art Hogan is chief market analyst for Jefferies & Company in Boston.
I think investors have to be aware of the fact that there's going to be more volatility. So I would say, you know, through about the entire month of August and up and through Labor Day, I would expect these markets to be extremely volatile, so be aware of that.
And what are the markets doing right now? It's a mixed picture. Right now, the Dow is up about 3 points. The NASDAQ is 14 points on the downside, and the S&P 500 down about 2. This is CBS News.
Pump 4 is on. Go ahead and fill.
Don't get conservative on your summer travel plans because of high gas prices. Just get a Garmin and make every trip more efficient. Garmin's portable navigators put a world of maps and travel info at your fingertips. Tap the screen to look up restaurants, hotels, and attractions, and get voice-prompted directions.
Turn right on Broadway.
Some Garmin navigators even list gas prices and can route you to the station with the cheapest fill-up. Garmin, don't just get there, arrive.
Right now, Office Depot has unbelievable deals for back to school. You'll never pay too much because Office Depot guarantees their low prices. Plus, Office Depot will give 5% back in credits to your child's school for all your qualifying school supply purchases. That's 5% teachers can use for classroom supplies. So not only will you find everything you need at guaranteed low prices, you'll also help your local school. Office Depot, taking care of business and back to school. See store for details.
You're right. Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A bizarre death this morning out at DIA.
A subcontractor was struck by a runway sweeper, a big broom, and was killed.
The airport's Chuck Cannon says the accident took place around 5 this morning. They're still trying to figure out just how it happened. It has not caused any flight delays. Two men sought after the shooting of a Glenwood Springs cop more than a week ago, finally in custody. Airport officer was checking a storage area when he saw two guys walking away from him. After telling them to stop, he was shot in the chest. He was wearing a bulletproof vest. Fortunately, his injury is not life-threatening. And a Denver man accused of murdering his wife and throwing her body in the trash is facing 48 years in prison. He'll be sentenced today for second-degree murder. Frank Schilt pleaded guilty in May in the February 2006 disappearance of his wife, Teresa, whose body has never been found. Authorities said Schilt told detectives his wife struck her head on the headboard of their bed after pushing her while the two were having an argument. Cops caught him in Arkansas in the midst of a suicide attempt. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. All good across the metro area. We just have the usual slow pockets southbound I-25 if you're anywhere between Colorado and Yale. Also seeing some heavier traffic, 38 to Speer downtown. And just a lot of construction hot zones to watch out for today, including I-70, E-470. They'll be working on that again today. Weather outlook, partly sunny with scattered rain showers. We get a high of 88.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
How about a gigantic cleaning crew come in here and fix this up? 9:07, 7 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 91. A lot of us just shook our heads over the weekend. Because Republican or Democrat, Democrat or Republican, I don't care where you stand politically. Once again, I don't care. But why would you trust Alberto Gonzalez or the Justice Department or George W. Bush or Dick Cheney with expanded wiretapping privileges? Why would you do that? Well, not only were there a number of Republicans who voted for this, which I maintain is the opposite of what they've always told us that they believe, which is smaller government and less government intrusion, but there are Democrats who went along with this and voted for it. And one of them, I believe, was Senator Ken Salazar. And I don't get this at all. Lisa Graves is deputy director of the Center for National Security Studies. I say that a lot on this show. I don't get it. Because I'm beginning to believe that I'm like living in an unrealistic minority world. Anyway, we have Lisa on the line. She served as senior counsel for legislative strategy at the American Civil Liberties Union from March 2005 to November 2006, where she led the ACLU's lobbying efforts on national security issues affecting civil liberties, including the Patriot Act and the illegal NSA wiretapping without warrants. Prior to that, she served as chief nominations counsel for Senate Judiciary Committee for the chairman and ranking member, Senator Patrick Leahy, and her list of things that she's done. Well, it's just too long to get into. I have all these guests on the show with long resumes, and you got a long resume. It'll eat up 30 minutes if I gave everything you've done.
You're so sweet. It's nice to talk to you, Jay.
It's nice to have you back on. How have you been?
Well, I was good until a couple weeks ago when the White House decided that it was going to, as my professor used to say, scare the bejesus out of people and try to force through this really terrible law, and did it successfully.
See, he was standing up there last week threatening Congress. This guy has no political capital. He's got approval numbers lower than Richard Nixon. But yet, they all go along and do this, and what makes it even worse is there are Democrats that went along and did this, too.
You know, it actually is really shocking because he has no credibility, and I think that, I think exactly as you said, who would trust him? Who would trust him or Gonzalez or Cheney at this point after all the lies and all the laws that have been broken by this administration, whether it's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, our treaties, our human rights treaties that are ratified by Congress and the law of the land, or most importantly, the Constitution, the Fourth Amendment, that these guys have just cast aside. And I think the only thing that can explain it is that the politics of fear is very potent. And even though the administration has acted in terrible bad faith, the Democrats have been trying to act in good faith on national security matters and were just railroaded on this thing. And it was a very sad 24-hour period to see those votes.
But you say they were railroaded. But how are they railroaded? Why can they stand up and go no?
Well, you know, I said that repeatedly over the last week. Just say no. I think I might have sounded like Nancy Reagan there for a moment. But, you know, it's clear that the administration has, yet again, I think, as we saw with Iraq, basically politicized the Intelligence Committee, has trotted out Intelligence Committee people to try to scare members of Congress and basically mislead them and lie to them about the state of the law and the state of the world, and in an effort to get this really unlimited wiretapping power and, in fact, physical search power in the hands of the president without judicial check. So I fear that it was like Colin Powell before the United Nations just this past week in terms of the messages that were going to Congress trying to scare people.
All right, how is this different from what we had before?
Well, this is substantially different. First of all, it will allow Gonzalez to order telephone companies, order them with legal imprimatur, to give access to whole streams of American communications, any international communications of Americans, any calls to or from Americans, any emails to or from Americans with anyone abroad, whether it's a family member, a business partner, a soldier who's serving in the armed forces, all those calls and emails can be acquired by the NSA without warrant, searched through, analyzed, and retained forever, basically, by the NSA. Secondly, it gives them the power to access Internet files where they claim that they don't know where you are, and they will try to have access to emails that transit outside the United States through the way the Internet routes, for instance, through Canada when it's really busy at some circuits here in the United States. They can claim access to anything that leaves our shores or comes in. It's really a radical proposal, both from the standpoint of data mining and from the standpoint of listening to the content of American communications.
So why are there Republicans and Democrats, and why are there people who would support this?
Well, you know, the question of why is something that I have asked over and over again, but I was reminded in very stark terms about the Patriot Act debate that occurred in 2001, right after September 11th, in which the White House and Justice Department had negotiated with Congress on a bipartisan measure that was supposed to address some of the concerns that they had and have checks in place. They had negotiations in the middle of the night, and then after those negotiations reached an agreement, the White House said there was no deal and they wanted their entire bill or blood would be on the hands of Congress if they didn't pass it right away.
See, that's so ridiculous and so extreme. Why would anybody buy that?
Well, you know, I agree. I think that it's really it's so disappointing. It's so deeply disappointing. It's just very disappointing. I think that I'm not sure that I can say with FCC guidelines how I really feel about it.
Well, I don't think I can say it either, but I'll tell you something. This is a good reason, I think. This is a good reason, I think, that people are just tired, that they're just tired of both parties, that they've just run out of gas, because it's the same thing all the time. It's the same thing every single time.
Well, you know, I would say that one of the things I think that's been a bright spot, although it's hard to find pluses in this sea of minuses, is that with the change in leadership in Congress, we've had more oversight hearings and more investigations that we weren't having before to find out what's been going on with this administration. Whether it's the Attorney General firing of the U.S. attorneys and the way that that turned up information about the midnight visit to Ashcroft's intensive care unit to try to muscle through his approval of the program, this warrantless wiretapping program, or whether it's in the area of all the corruption and graft going on with respect to the Pentagon and Halliburton. You know, those investigations are important, and I actually think that in some ways they're the most important thing that can happen in the next 2 years, because the bottom line is the Democrats do not have the votes in the Senate. They don't have the votes among Democrats, but they don't have the votes with the Republicans in the Senate to pass anything good. And the reason for that is that in the Senate, in order to stop debate and force a vote on any legislation, you have to have 60 votes, and Democrats have only 51 votes. And really 50 because the senator from North Dakota is still quite ill.
Yeah, and then you've also got Joseph Lieberman, who's like the worst of the worst.
Yes, who didn't even bat an eye in voting for the administration's proposal all along. But so they really barely have a working majority. And the effect of that is that they do have the power to issue subpoenas. The chairman, like Senator Leahy, who I work for, can issue subpoenas and fight that out and try to get to the truth. And the truth is very important to the American people and the accountability for the American people going forward into the next administration. But what they don't have is really any math that you can use to put together 60 votes, given that the Republicans stand so united behind the president despite all the polling numbers and just the disastrous policies. They can't get 10 Republicans to join them on anything. So if they want to pass something, and they felt that they had to pass something, and, you know, we disagree with that on the surveillance front, they have to get Republican approval or they can't pass anything. And they feel like, I think, that they fail when they don't pass something. But in this instance, I think passing something was a grave failure.
9:17, 70 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk with Lisa Graves. Yeah, but it still does not satisfy that feeling about Democrats that went along with this.
Oh, I agree completely. Let me just say that list of Democrats, the 16 Democrats that voted for the administration's bill, are going to be hearing from an awful lot of people, both inside the Beltway and outside the Beltway, about their tremendous disappointment. And urging them to undo this fall. This bill has got to be undone. This legislation has got to be undone or let to sunset. And I believe that all these members, including the senators in Colorado, the Republican and the Democrat, are going to be hearing from a lot of people about their tremendous disappointment in voting in favor of this legislation. This legislation will unleash the powers of the NSA on innocent Americans as never before in our country, and with the legal blessing of Congress.
You know, I've often thought about this. Do you think these folks pass this stuff and they don't really read the legislation?
Well, I'll tell you what. I had a hard time getting my hands on a copy of the legislation myself on Friday night, so I can only imagine that there were similar difficulties on the part of some of the members of Congress. And in fact, one of the things that we realized just as the vote was beginning was that the administration, through the Republican senators that were its allies, added a sunset to try to get these Democrats to join with them to get a majority vote. And the sunset was supposed to be such that the bill would expire in 6 months. So I think that members were told, well, you can vote for this. It sunsets in 6 months, so it's just temporary. Don't worry about it. But when you opened up the file and read the whole set of paragraphs on the sunset, it said that the bill would sunset, the law would sunset in 6 months, but any directives by the Attorney General that can last for 1 year would remain in effect until the end of those directives, until the expiration of those directives, no matter what happened to the legislation. And what that means is that 5 months from now, the Attorney General can issue orders to telephone companies, internet service providers, demanding continued access to the streams of our communications, to our digital network, and to all of our ideas that transit those communication streams in the guise of trying to gather foreign intelligence against people abroad, and that will remain in effect until the president and the vice president walk out the door of that White House, if they're not impeached before then, which, you know, people hope for, but has not begun yet.
Well, I don't think that's ever going to happen. I don't think it's ever going to happen because, once again, don't have the votes in the Senate to get it done.
Yeah, well, I mean, the bill of impeachment, of course, could be brought in the House, but I mean, on the vote in the Senate, actually impeached. I think you're absolutely right. The numbers, they don't have enough. There aren't enough Democrats in the Senate to do it, and so I think the effect will be of this law is that even if it's let to be sunset, unless Congress repeals that specific provision that allows these directives by Gonzales to remain in effect basically until February 2009, that access will be given to the NSA for the rest of this administration. And I think members who voted for it probably didn't realize that the sunset, the bill that was supposed to expire in 6 months, had this little surprise that the administration had cleverly written to give itself the imprimatur for the rest of its administration to continue this program.
You ever remember a time, at least, well, I can't remember a time in history where we've had leadership and a Congress willing to go along with this that has been so lawless and so reckless.
No, really, you know, what's interesting about the Watergate period is that at that time, Republicans and Democrats, for the most part, were united in being aghast at the activities of Nixon. And people may remember that John Dean testified before Congress, and that Robert Bork, who later was nominated to the Supreme Court, had fired fired the independent prosecutor, the independent counsel, at the behest of Nixon. It was called the Saturday Night Massacre. Well, now the administration has figured out a way around this. They don't appoint special prosecutors, so they don't have to fire them. It's like they pre-fire them. And they don't let people testify before Congress, for the most part. So they don't have to worry about anything coming through. And then they think that they can just take it to the courts and just run the clock out, finding subpoenas, which I think is the next phase we're about to enter. And because they've stacked the court with so many right-wing judges, you know, it's hard. I think that they're gambling that they'll get a good judge who will stand by their side. So we have a lot of work to do, I think. Progressives, libertarians, conservatives who say they care about the Constitution have a lot of work to do to undo the damage of this administration and to undo what's been happening in terms of Congress giving away its power to the president and the courts basically being taken over by ideologues chosen by this president.
Yeah.
It's a gloomy picture, I know.
Well, you know what, it is gloomy, and the other part of it is it's gloomy because The system is set up to have checks and balances, but the checks and balances have been failing, and they've been failing for a long, long time. And, I mean, right here in this state, we have a senator, Senator Salazar. You know, he's a nice guy, but he's not performing his duty. He's not performing his duty of having checks and balances. He's and you know, you've got a failure. You've got a failure of that. You've got a failure of the media. I mean, you roll all this stuff together, and the system as it was envisioned and set up, it's just not coming through. It's not working.
Well, I think that's right. The way things are working right now, things are clearly broken, and the solution to that, quite frankly, is for more. Is to not give up, and for more progressives and libertarians and conservatives who are genuine conservatives about the Fourth Amendment and other amendments to run for office and to call Congress and call them on the mat for betraying these values. And the other solution is to do nothing and let things continue to go to hell, basically, which is not a solution. We I think, as a people, know that what's going on is wrong, know that this administration is on the wrong track. All the polling demonstrates that the people get that, that despite some of the distortions in the media, the truth, the reality has pierced through, and I think that we just have to take action. Now, I would say one of the interesting things that happened in the vote on Friday night in the Senate was that all of the Democratic presidential candidates voted against the president's bill, which I do think is a sign for hope.
Yeah, I do too. On that part, I would totally agree with you. I do want to say that people should check out the Center for National Security Studies. That's at CNSS.org, and look into the work that you, Lisa Graves, deputy director at the center, and others do, and it's well worth checking out. And Lisa, thanks. I really appreciate you coming on the show on such short notice.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Jay. I'm always happy to come on. I'll come on anytime you want. And you do a great service for the people of Colorado and the nation in this public education effort. Your efforts and your insights are so invaluable. And I know it's so easy to get discouraged. And believe me, I'm pretty discouraged right now myself. But we have no alternative but to just keep up this fight. And I'm certainly proud to have the chance to fight with you in getting these issues aired.
Yeah, we got to keep talking about it. We got to keep beating the drum about it. You're absolutely correct about that. And, you know, our phone conversation is probably on file somewhere. But that's okay. If I got to be on file with anybody, I'd, you know, I can't think of a better person to be on file with.
Right back at you.
Lisa, thanks.
Thanks.
All right. There's Lisa Graves. She's the deputy director at the Center for National Security Studies. Let's go to open phones, why don't we? And we'll talk about anything you want to talk about.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert, to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
To learn more about the Peace Corps, join them at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, August 8th at the REI flagship store in Lodo. For more information, visit peacecorps.gov.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness in bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220
800-480-4155.
We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
The 71-71-303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Try it before you buy it. We know when you try it, you'll buy it because it works. What is it? It's Lovido. L-O-V-I-D-O. Energizing and invigorating hundreds and thousands of satisfied customers in Europe. Now available in the U.S. for the first time with this exclusive free offer. Improve the quality of your life, elevate your energy level, increase your stamina, and most importantly, boost your sex life. We'll give you a number to call to receive a 15-day supply of Lovido for free. Lovido is an all-natural supplement containing our patented blend of synergistic ingredients clinically proven to boost physical, mental, and sexual energy. Don't let age stop you from living life to the fullest. Call now and feel the power of Lovido. You will not be disappointed. Call 1-866-4-LOVIDO now and receive a 15-day supply of Lovido for free. That's 1-866-4-LOVIDO. Just take care of the shipping and handling. 1-866-4-LOVIDO. Supplies are limited. Call 1-866-4-LOVIDO.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Time.
Maybe this could be the Ken Salazar campaign jingling. Thank you, Ken. And we put in a request to get him on. I like him as a person, just don't agree with him. 9:30 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're an open phone. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is okay with me. We'll get a quick turnaround here and a quick update on traffic and then go to your calls. So stick around. We got to do this stuff. It's important, and we're obligated to do it. And if I don't do it, I'll get fired. And you know what? I'll probably get fired anyway, so what difference does it make? But here's the traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We have a wreck on southbound Highway 85. Looks like it's blocking the right lane at I-76. So we do have a slow pocket there now. Also, an injury crash off the highway eastbound Arapahoe at Parker Road in Aurora. So just watch out through there. Weather outlook today, partly sunny. We're going to get some rain showers throughout the day and into the evening.
Where's the best deal on shoes?
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Where's the best deal on shoes?
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a loaded 05 Escape for just $12,900. A great SUV with super gas mileage at
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218.
That's 1-800-338-2218.
Call 303-C2020 or Spivak.com.
Experience the thrill of BCS Big 12 Division I College Football as your team, the CU Buffs, battle past national champions Florida State, Oklahoma, and Nebraska in Buffalo Territory at Folsom Field. Purchase your tickets today by calling 303-49-BUFFS or online at CUBuffs.com.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay, 9:33, 33 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 91. And it's open phones. All right, let's go to John in Longmont. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
I think last week you were talking about, from California, the credibility gap from the 70s.
Right.
Well, I listen to you a lot in the morning, but I'm driving and I can't really call you back. And I thought that's a great idea. Bring that back. Because I used to love that when, you know, we were getting the, well, like we are now, make-believe news. You know, we don't get real stories or, you know, they talk and then leave it alone when we should really be talking about a lot of things, you know, the erosion of our constitutional rights, and I think people, we should be talking about it every day, because they're doing stuff to us every day.
Well, we should. We should. These are the kind of things we should be having robust debates on in this country, and we just don't seem to be having it. And yeah, you're right about the media too and the news. It's you know, it's a terrible disgrace what goes on. I feel sorry for people who get 100% of what they hear and believe off talk radio or the news media.
Yeah, the regular media doesn't really tell us the whole story.
No, they admit they omit a lot of things, and they also parrot conventional wisdom and reinforce a lot of echo chamber talking points, and it's just a mess.
That's really it. The credibility gap. I can't remember who was the people who did that.
That was Harry Shearer and other folks, and it ran on KRLA in Pasadena.
Right. I was living in Southern California when they were on. Like, I was in the service. I used to listen to them all the time, and I thought it was great. You know, and we need something like that again, I think.
Well, in some degrees, we do have it. I mean, we've got The Daily Show with Jon Stewart and the Colbert Report, and those are kind of like that, but it's on television. But that's kind of like it. I mean, I watch The Daily Show every day.
I have to go to work early in the morning, so I don't get a chance to watch them very much.
Well, do what I do, DVR it.
Yeah, I don't have all the equipment to do that anymore. I just have broadcast TV.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, and that's a disadvantage, because then you can't see it. You're right, it's only on cable. So, yeah, I understand totally where you're coming from. John, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. We need something, that's for sure. Van and Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, Jay, you know what, man? This is Van and Boulder. We got some.
Yeah, what is it?
It's the Netroots. I had the most interesting time the past 4 days out in Chicago. It was really interesting. You had everything from the, you know, pretty hardcore activists, and basically everyone, the DC establishment was there. So you'd have a guy in a t-shirt and a pair of shorts talking to a guy in a $2,000 Brooks Brothers suit. And, it was hilarious because Netroots was trying to co-opt the establishment, and the establishment was trying to co-opt the Netroots. And I think what came out of it is a hell of a lot of synergy.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's encouraging information.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, in terms of a forum, I was talking to this guy from Cox News, not Fox News, but Cox News Service, a political reporter, and he said he had never in his entire career, 27 years in political reporting, seen anything like it. And he was amazed. He'd never seen a politician like Hillary Clinton be put in the position that she was put in on the lobbyist issues. And actually, you know, I mean, there's film now of Hillary Clinton spending 90 seconds defending Washington lobbying.
Yeah, and she got booed, too.
Well, yeah, and that's when she got booed. You know, I mean, and I got to tell you know, it didn't stop people from supporting her. I bet you know, there's probably a solid 250 people that are going to come away from that the conference out of the, you know, 1,500 attendees that are going to go back and probably work for her, campaign for her, or some sense are going to support her or vote for her or whatever. Big winner out of the conference was definitely John Edwards. There's no doubt about it. He got great video for use in his campaign. The crowd, you know, literally went wild. You can hear my voice. You know, I've got Broncos season tickets. This is what I sound like on Monday after a home game. That's what it was like. It was rocking.
Yeah, I like John Edwards a lot.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, he did an amazing job, too. You know, there was, you know, one of the things that kind of puts people off of him is that he's, you know, he talks a lot about faith and values and morals and that sort of thing. And people are, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you're a Southerner. But this atheist got up and he, you know, he asked John Edwards, he's like, you know, I don't believe in God. And, you know, a lot of times when I listen to you, I'm a little bit put off by the way you talk about, you know, the issues, because you bring in, you know, morals and values a lot. And John Edwards responded, response was brilliant. I hope somebody gets the YouTube up of it soon. It was, you know, look, do you mind the word morals or moral? And, you know, and the guy was like, no, you know, atheists are, you know, very moral. There's a lot of very moral atheists. And he's like, do you mind the word values? And he's like, no. And he said, okay, I'm going to try to really stick to morals and values when I talk about these issues, because I want to be the president of all Americans. And as long as you're a moral person with good values, you know, we're on the same team. And it was just, you know, he engaged the guy. I mean, if you would have saw the guy, you would have said, you know, why would somebody like John Edwards, you know, that kind of polish, spend the amount of time with the guy, you know, really responding to him and talking to him, Jay? And, you know, so anyway, that was great. And then one of the coolest things that came out of the conference was the way the establishment began to understand the way they can use the power of the Netroots. Right now, we're a voice in the wilderness. You know, we had some effect. We helped get John Tester elected up in Montana. We helped get, you know, Jim Webb elected out in Virginia. A couple other folks in the House, we helped out with their campaigns and put them over the top and helped get this majority. The establishment recognized it this weekend.
Well, all of that's, you know, great news, and I hope that it I hope that it pans out to something, but Hillary's still pushing that inevitability that she's going to get the nomination. And
she threw it, Jay, the video, once that video starts hitting about the Washington lobbyists, she's toast. She blew it this weekend. She made the biggest faux pas that I have ever seen in politics, and that political reporter from Cox was telling me the exact same thing. He'd never seen somebody as much of a pro as Hillary be put off her game like that in a situation where the video can be used in the Edwards campaign, the Obama campaign, you name it. She set herself up to get drilled for the next 6 months.
Well, I hope you're right. I really do not support her.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. You know, I wish you would have gone, Jay, because you're kind of down this morning on the show.
No, I'm not. I'm not down. I'm just frustrated. But I think that just comes with the territory.
Well, yeah, and it's ups and downs. It's kind of like if we're in a mixed martial arts fight. If we're in a cage fighting, you know, we're in the middle of the fight right now. You're nicked up. You're bleeding. The left part of the country, the right part of the country, the part of the country that matters and wants the Constitution back. We're nicked up. We might have a cut above our eye, but you know what? We're not done. You know. The game that's in us is just starting to come out. We're putting together the tools to take it, and we're putting together the tools to make 2008 the best election in progressive history.
Well, I hope so, and I hope we can also start to begin to find more common ground. I'm tired of the divisions and the all of the craziness that's going on out there.
Well, you know what? We might not find common ground with the right, but within the left, I mean, one of the things is I don't think I found a single person at a conference that I agreed with everything on. But we're all on the same team. We're all moving in basically the same direction. And if we can get these, you know, these kind of the straight goats, like, you know, the Salazar brothers and those sorts of things to stop wandering off and doing these silly, silly things like voting for that NSA thing and the, you know, the FISA modifications, then, you know, we'll be in a better position. It's not going to be a fight that ends today. It's not going to be a fight that ends tomorrow. It's never going to end. We're going to have to defend our Constitution. We're going to have to do everything we can to make it happen, and it's going to.
Well,
I recommend everybody get on Daily Coast. Even if you want to lurk, you know, find a website, get involved, do something. Even if you lurk and all you do is give people mojo by up, you know, recommending their comments and recommending their diaries, do that. You know, we're changing the debate. You're changing the debate. We're all doing our part, and in the long run, as long as we keep it up, we keep our energy up, and we keep moving, and we demand accountability, and we demand responsibility, we will change this country.
Well, we need to demand accountability. No question about that. Van, thanks, man. Thanks for the frontline report. Appreciate it.
Yeah, keep kicking ass, Jay.
All right, well, I'm trying, man. Appreciate it.
All right, later.
Thanks. 9:43, 43 minutes after the hour. 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Talk about anything you want to talk about. It doesn't make any difference. I don't really care. Oh, did you see an article today in the, was it the Rocky Mountain News about how the Broncos are starting this campaign that they're going to penalize rowdy fans? What is this about? Why do you go to a Bronco game or even a Rockies game or anything else and cause trouble? What is that about? Let's go to Joe in Breckenridge. Joe, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hey.
Jay.
Yes, sir.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
First time getting through to you. Yeah, I was a big supporter of Ken Salazar, but after he's gotten in, I'm disappointed in his voting record. He pretty much pushed Alberto Gonzalez's confirmation through and everything he's... I'm not a big fan of his anymore, so...
Yeah, I think a lot of us are disappointed with him, and we issued an invitation for him to come on. I would love for him to explain his vote. I just don't get where he's coming from. I don't think anybody else understands where he's coming from. It's just sad. It's just really sad.
He's been a big supporter of Bush, too, a lot of his policies, and... I don't know. I'm pretty disgusted right now with the whole Democratic Party, but
I think a lot of people are. I mean, I don't think you're alone in that. I mean, I think there are good Democrats and bad Democrats, just like there's good and bad in everything else. But yeah, I mean, a lot of us are just You just say to yourself, "Oh God, enough is enough already."
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know what the answer is because third parties just don't work. So. The answer, I think David Sirota had the answer, and David Sirota's answer is stay in the Democratic Party and seek to change it. And to me, I think that's the only thing that you can do. And for Republicans out there who are unhappy with where the Republican Party is, then they need to do the same thing. We just don't have any other choice. We just have to grab a hold of the bull by the horns and fix it.
Yeah, I've been a registered independent, actually, for the last 10 years, but I primarily vote about, say, 80% for the Democrats. But, man, I voted 100% for them this last election, but they're just not standing up like I thought they would.
Yeah, well, a lot of people have that same feeling. A lot of people have that exact same feeling that they have been let down. And I would love to ask some of these folks what they think they're doing. I really, really would, because there are a lot of us out here that are just really, really, really unhappy with them. And, you know, you think about it, that's why I think a lot of people believe that politics basically just sucks and that there's just no hope.
I agree. Keep at it, and I'll keep listening.
All right, Joe, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, bye.
And I don't think we should take a negative viewpoint like that. I think we should take a viewpoint of what Van was talking about, which is make something happen some way or another. Find some way to make something happen. And cherish those folks who agree with you and get in there and seek to change the minds of those who don't. I don't know of any other way to do this. And if I did know a way to do it, I you know, you could tell me. And as I said, I think that also goes for Republicans. Same thing. There are a lot of moderate Republicans out there a lot of old-line conservative Republicans out there who don't feel like they have a place either. Well, they should either do two things. They should either come join us and seek to find common ground, or go back in and try to change their party. Now, if you want to drop Ken Salazar a phone call and tell him how you feel about his vote on the wiretap legislation, 303-455-7600, that's 303-455-7600, or toll-free at 1-866-455-9866. 948, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. It's open phones, anything you want to talk about. Here is a look at progressive traffic now with Nick Lampson.
Jay, we're in pretty good shape on the drive around town on the highway. Still maybe a little bit crowded there on that southbound stretch heading to the downtown area. Come down from I-70, but really not a big backup for you this morning. Do have a problem on Highway 85, northeast side of town, heading into I-76. There's an accident blocking that right lane. And off the highway in Aurora, there is an accident eastbound Arapahoe at Parker. Pretty busy intersection, causes some delays there. Might want to avoid that intersection for a while longer. Weather forecast, mostly cloudy but warm today, and a few isolated storms developing this afternoon, high near 90. Partly cloudy tonight, low 62. Same story for tomorrow, partly cloudy, few afternoon storms, high of 90. Right now, though, it's 69 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Safeway has the sweetest, plumpest, juiciest produce, featuring the finest selections from local growers. All...
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
Had a really, really great time, and I hope you got out there on Sunday to take advantage of all the carnival rides being just a dollar. And that kind of characterizes the way Rockies is. They're heavily community involved, and they do care about what goes on in the community that surrounds them. They're just great folks to do business with. Mary and I have bought I don't know how many cars there over the last 11 years, and we'll continue to keep buying automobiles from them. Why? Because they have a huge selection, everything you can think of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, various ways to finance, also matching down incentive. And talking about the inventory, it's large, like over 700 cars. Check out that inventory at RockiesAutos.com on the internets, or get out there and see them in person. Their schedule is great, too. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., which gives you plenty of time. You get out there close to 9, though. They'll take care of you, and things will be absolutely fine. Names to ask for, Tom and Marv Alshire, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Gerard Menard, Fred Lebrato, just a few. of the folks out there who work very, 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 very hard to make things happen. I can't think of a nicer bunch of people to be around. Rockies is family-owned and operated, and they've been that way since 1982. They're my good friends, and I'm proud to talk about them, and I hope that you'll get to know them, too. Rockies Autos, check them out at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini-stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours, and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
A little Stones. Oh, I can't wait to read Keith Richards' memoir that's going to be out here in a couple of years. He's working on it now. It's going to be full of some good stuff. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 91, 954, 54 after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones, and away we go. Here's Jack in Lafayette. Jack, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, Jay?
Mm-hmm.
Jack in Lafayette. I've been listening to the station since you guys started, and I like it, like it, like it, like it. And I'm extremely concerned about this administration we got now. It's absolutely the biggest disaster this country has ever faced, and they're driving me insane. I don't know who the candidate is going to be for president, but the thing that I would like to encourage you to do is not bash Hillary. She may be the candidate, and I'm afraid every time we say something like, well, we've seen enough of the Clintons, this kind of thing, Hillary's a candidate, this will give people reason not to be on board full steam ahead.
Well, the problem with that is during a primary where you compare candidates and you take a position on candidates and you support various candidates, the primary requires that you express an opinion about various candidates, and Hillary Clinton is a bad choice to be the Democratic nominee. She stood up there at the yearly Coase convention, which is what Van was talking about, and was pinned down on taking money from lobbyists, and basically said that what she was going to do, she was going to continue to keep doing it, and got booed. And this country has had enough of two families, the Bushes and the Clintons. Enough is enough. So when you're in the primary process, Jack, those of us who support other candidates and other choices have a perfect legitimate right to stand up and to make statements about how we feel.
Now, Jay, I want to say something. I think that's right for me and the next-door neighbor. And listen, I've come out of Iowa where I had the caucuses, and I loved them, and I love to participate. And I've been an active political person my whole life and given money my whole life. But I want to say this about this. You're a host, and I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but you carry a lot of weight, and we don't know. Hillary could be the nominee.
You know what? I don't care. I'm a human being. I have a right to opinion, and talk radio is about opinion. This is not National Public Radio, and if you don't like it, tough. How about that?
Jay, now, just a minute. Just a minute.
No, you just a minute, and you get it that I express an opinion, and that if you don't like it or care for it, or anybody else doesn't, or whatever the case may be, then they can always call up and they can always say, hey, okay, I heard what you had to say, I disagree with you, and here's the reason I do support Hillary.
Well, I'm not supporting Hillary or any of them. My position, I think Richardson's a great candidate. I think Edwards is a great candidate. I like all of these. These are all good people. And if the Democrats, and right now the Republicans, in my opinion, do not have any strong candidates. And I think the Democrats, with this Bush bunch, they've got the best chance to win this election in history in my political career, and I've been voting since 52. Now, I don't care which one of these candidates it is. I'm going to support them 100%. But I kind of want to lay in the weeds here and not jump on.
Well, then lay in the weeds and do what you have to do. But I'm going to tell you that I don't support her. I think she's a bad candidate, And she's not the best, and she's not what this country needs, but she's shopping an error of inevitability that it's got to be her. And you know what? It doesn't have to be her.
I know it doesn't have to be her.
And I hope it isn't her.
I don't know which one it's going to be today.
Well, I hope it's not Hillary Clinton. I live and pray that it doesn't turn out to be Hillary Clinton.
Why do you feel so anti?
Because I don't want to vote for somebody who stands up, says that they take money from lobbyists, who won't apologize nor confront her vote on the war in Iraq. I have a feeling that she never read that resolution, that she just voted on it because she thought it was the right thing to do. And she's got a whole host of other problems.
The resolution to go to war in Iraq?
Yes, that's exactly right. I got to go, Jack. Thank you. I appreciate it. Back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Go John Edwards and Barack Obama.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.